You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Speaking of doing things that I think are fun,
yes,
I'm in the old dog house.
Why?
My wife. Well, there was a bag of clothes with coat hangers sticking out of it on the floor in the living room for like weeks. And so I was like, you know, I'm going to take the initiative. My wife is very busy. She's working two jobs, the whole thing. So I went and I dropped it off at the Salvation Army.
Yeah.
And it turns out it was her best clothing that was supposed to go to the dry cleaning.
And oh my God.
I called today and I was like, I got to get it back. My mother's wedding ring was in there, whatever. And then they were like, no, that's off to the distributor. That's gone.
Oh, forever. It's gone. Yeah.
Yeah. Like they don't, I thought when you donate clothes, it stays in that store and they just put it in the rack. I was like, don't even worry. I'll go get it back.
You're a fucking.
And they were like, that went off to the warehouse. It's in, you know, Puerto Rico.
Oh my God.
There's some like refugee wearing my wife's $300 cashmere sweater.
First of all, Puerto Rico, there's no refugees there. It's part of the United States. Second of all.
But they're refugees from the storm. Isn't that
no,
a refugee?
No,
survivors of the storm.
Survivors, not refugees.
But if you leave to go somewhere else, you're a refugee, are you not?
Where did they go?
They come here. Anywhere. A lot of them come here. People take in family. Like there's refugees from Katrina that moved to Houston. Am I wrong about that?
They can come here. They're American citizens.
That's not what refugee means.
Yeah, refugee means a Cuban refugee.
What's the
somebody
word?
Who
no,
swam
a Cuban refugee is from Cuba.
Yeah, somebody swam here on a fucking tire.
What's the word I'm looking for? I think it's refugee.
No.
Like a person that the people that from New Orleans
homeless.
That moved to Houston were Katrina refugees.
Yeah, a refugee is a person who has been forced to leave their country in order to escape a war, persecution, or natural disaster.
Thank you.
Their country, but that's our country.
Yeah, yes. It's our country, so it's not a refugee. They're not leaving their country to come to another country because
they
of
left Puerto Rico to come here. You fuck. That's a different country.
It's not.
No, it's not.
It is a different country.
No, it's a U.S. territory.
Okay, so Puerto Rico is not a country.
No. It's a U.S. territory. It's U.S.
They have citizenship in the United States.
They have citizenship.
Yeah. Yeah.
They can vote.
So I can just move to Puerto Rico.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Don't recommend it.
The more you know.
Yeah, I wouldn't recommend it. It's full of refugees, but yeah.
But aren't there also...
Speaking of Puerto Ricans!
Woo! I was waiting for something interesting to happen. Wowza.
And that's the cue music.
But you can use the term refugee for somebody that has left their home.
Yeah. Why don't we ask
migrants.
A real Puerto Rican?
Migrants.
We have a Puerto Rican.
Do we know one?
Yeah, you're Puerto Rican.
No.
The Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Come on, doggy.
Listen.
Fucking doggy.
Doggy. You got new wireless. What was the ones I gave you? Throw them out?
I think I lost them.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, let's go through the list. Mikey, who's on the show today?
We have the Puerto Rican... Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's all right. You can go that way.
Sorry. We have the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez.
Hello.
Luis J. Gomez.
Hello, crackers.
Are you high or did you just get punched in the face a bunch?
High as fuck.
Cracked up. Jesus.
Yeah.
Of course he's high. He's not even talking to the microphone. He just thinks we can hear him.
No, because your mics are always a little hot, so I figure I'll step back a little bit. I'll use a little mic diction.
That's true.
Mike Diction.
Mike Diction.
I like that.
He was the coach of the Bears in the 80s.
And we have the truth, Joe List.
Thank you.
Joe List coming in with some fucking historical wrongs.
But I was right about the definition of a refugee, wouldn't
you
say?
Yeah, but we wouldn't call them refugees, dude.
I would call them refugees.
No, we wouldn't.
I think you would.
No,
well,
we
they're
wouldn't.
Seeking refuge. I mean, in the word.
Thank you.
That's what you're talking about.
Well, you don't have to live like one. So, and you're next right. to him, we have from the Oh Rick documentary, we have Rick Chrome.
Oh, hi,
Rick
everybody.
Chrome.
I thought you guys went to the future and got Dan Soder.
Yes, I'm Dan. Dan Soder's dad. Actually, I asked him to call me daddy. No luck yet.
I'd love it if you and Dan hooked up.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
No, just a nice hot photo of Dan arching his back on a fucking twin bed. Yeah. Two details. Okay.
Why does that have to be a twin bed?
Because it's funnier. Seriously. The word twin is better than queen.
Right, okay. Fold up.
Would have been overdoing if I said queen.
Yeah, redundant.
Whoa. Speaking of Dan, last night, his episode of Billions...
Oh yeah,
fucking great!
I never watched it.
You don't watch your friend's show?
I feel bad. Actually, I was just talking to him. I was like, I gotta watch this show. Yeah, I heard it's a good show.
I'm catching up on American Horror Story right now. I can't be bothered to bring another show into the rotation. I would be a phony if I just watched the show because my friend Dan was on it.
It's one of my favorite shows on TV.
Right.
I mean, and I had a big fight with Tim Dillon about this fucking show, and I take back. Tim was like, it's not The Wire. It's not Sopranos.
What was the argument about?
Well, you know, Timmy's an elitist.
He was like, your favorite show is definitely Cake Boss. That was me calling you fat in Tim's voice.
I know, but I'm doing
characters now.
I'm not gonna laugh at it if it's not funny.
Come on, Dan.
I don't want to give it to you yet. You don't deserve it yet.
Can I just put this out there?
I want to let you warm up a little bit.
Are you gonna keep that on the whole show? Because I got to accept if you are.
No, I'll take it off.
Okay, great.
What is bandolier?
Yeah, it felt like
it's not a bandolier. You cocksucker! You're supposed to give me a bandolier.
It's a bandolier.
No, it's not a bandolier.
I got one for you. When you come to the party, I got one. You can have it.
It's a clutch purse.
It's a man clutch.
Oh,
Max's
oh.
birthday party?
Yeah,
I'm coming.
I know you. I got your invitation.
I'll be there.
So, anyways, I think it's one of the greatest shows on TV right now.
Max's birthday.
The writing is amazing. And I you know,
Tim was doing a pilot out of Max's birthday. That's pretty cool.
Tim, you just did his joke that bombed.
Serpico.
Now you got it. It's all yours.
There'll be diversity.
What do you mean?
At Max's birthday.
There is I always have diversity there.
That's what I'm saying. It's so confrontational.
Am I really being confrontational?
I'm like, yeah, there'll be diversity. Like, there will be diversity.
Well, that's a scary thing to say to a white guy in 2018.
I know, but I'm saying it genuinely.
Do you think there's going to be a Me Too story at Max's birthday party?
So anyways, we...
That wasn't a joke. That was a serious...
That's Lewis's idea of diversity. We got a black guy. We had sexual harassment.
Oh, my God. Look at Gabby's headshot. Are you kidding me? Gabby, you're not that hot.
Thank you.
In real life, you don't think she's hot?
She's very hot, but not the headshot.
We argued the other day. You said she was hot.
She is hot, but
we
her headshot...
We argued like tooth and nail.
You argued
hot.
Against it?
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, that's what I was going for. That was a joke.
You don't think she's hot?
No. Pretty. I would say she's pretty.
She's hot.
But she dressed. She dumbs it all down.
She doesn't got great boobs.
She wears this ridiculous aunt outfits. You know what I mean? These fucking. You know, she could dress. She could enhance everything she has, but she downplays.
But that's the sign of a beautiful woman because she's not. Most insecure, ugly women are trying to fucking put makeup on, make their tits look good. Mm-hmm. You know, not trying to look all fucking boxy and squared and boring. But Gabby doesn't give a shit. She just fucking goes for it.
She comes out and looks like somebody who sells flowers on the side of the road. Yeah.
This shirt is cool.
It is cool. Who do you think is more attractive for their gender? Me or Gabby?
Definitely Gabby. Are you out of your mind? You're ugly.
You're not even on the chart of fucking good looking.
Yeah, you have an ugly mouth and your fucking hairline goes way back. You got wrinkles in your forehead now. I just noticed that.
Joe, I think you're gorgeous, so.
Thank you, Gabby. You're hot. I think you're smoking.
Finally.
You think Joe Liss is gorgeous?
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Thank you.
You look at me. You used the word.
Oh, it's the liar alarm.
That's going off. Come on. That's funny. I don't know if you guys are not laughing at Louis. He's coming in hot.
I'm coming in hot.
It always takes five.
No, I'm not defending it.
You're doing good. I thought you came in with a good one.
It takes 5 minutes for the room to adjust to the heat that I fucking bring. Before I came, they were talking about I stood behind that curtain for a full 2 minutes. Yeah. So them talking about if Puerto Rico is a commonwealth or a country. It was boring.
Doesn't it make me sick? Doesn't it make you sick that Lewis really has some intelligence? Because the fact that he knows commonwealth.
We said territory.
We were just saying shit that we learned in fucking like second grade. This fucking Puerto Rican on a skateboard comes in stone. Dude, it's a commonwealth.
Doggy.
What is a commonwealth? I don't know, but that's what it is.
He's like the community college teacher you always wanted.
Yeah.
Just some fucking asshole.
Dude, if I was a teacher, I would fuck my kids. I really would.
Your kids or your students?
My students.
Big difference.
There's no way. If you were like a high school teacher, because I would be a hot high school teacher. I'm not that good looking for like a man or like a dude.
No.
But high school teacher, I would be like Mr. Gomez. every girl would want to suck my dick, and there's no way I wouldn't give into it.
Really?
Oh, 100%.
You wouldn't be able to give into it at all?
Dude, fucking 9, 10 years old, just fucking tight.
What if it was a girl that looked like...
Oh, Lord.
What if it was a girl that looked like Mike?
Oh, Chris Hansen is here.
What if it was an artist? What if it was a painting girl from the arts class upstairs, looked like Mike, came over and was like, I'd like to suck your dick.
Oh, Christ.
Mr. What's your name again?
I have soft hands.
Gomez.
Are you going to go by Gomez, Mr. Gomez? Yeah.
Okay. If he says it with more confidence than anything he said in his roast battle last week.
We got to talk about this. There's a couple things we have to talk about. First of all, Rick Chrome has a movie out.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it? Anybody seen it? I've seen it.
I've not.
You're in it.
I'm in it.
One Night in Rick.
No, that's a
which is a deal.
That's a little. Yeah. That's a Vietnamese boy from the East Village has that movie. It's on his iPhone. Sorry.
Why I Walk This Way.
Yeah. Rick Chrome, meet Rick Chrome, comedies. Every man.
Oh,
now this is this came out.
It's embarrassing, isn't it?
It's not embarrassing. This tell us what the movie's about, Rick.
Well, it's a documentary, you know, that our friend Dustin Sussman did about about me, my years at the Cellar since 1984, and it's kind of a history of the Comedy Cellar and me. In fact, I've done a lot of different things and kind of examines the question: is you know what defines success? Is it making lots of money and being famous, or is it doing what you love?
Avoiding AIDS for 30 years.
Well, that was a good one, too. That was, I don't know how I did that, but I was a top. That's how. If you really want to know.
Are you a top?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I am tired of this rumor that I'm some sort of a bottom. Never. I am a silver daddy with a lovely penis and lots of Viagra. I am.
He's trying to tempt everybody in this room.
I don't want a lot of Viagra. If a guy's fucking, I want him to get soft in the middle of it and be like, all right, it's not that bad.
You don't want. You got too high before this show. You yeah. Because you're blinking. You're like this.
No, I'm good.
Look at you blinking. You're like, look at you blinking. You can't stop blinking. Stop it. Keep your eyes open. There you go. Nice.
That's what I say when I'm fucking somebody.
What? Nice.
Keep your eyes open.
They're like, please, no.
Stop blinking.
Where can I see it?
I didn't even know Rick Rome was gay until one night Pete Curley walks off. He goes, this guy's gay. I go, Rick's not gay. He goes, what? And he goes, come here. And he puts me in the room. Rick's on the piano going, you can sacrifice your sacros and then the back.
I was not doing something from Gypsy. I was doing my own song. You're gayer than I am to know that song.
Yeah, well, we all know that. Right. I'm a bottom top.
That's right. Very fluffy on the bottom.
So this movie is about, basically, I mean, do you have to be a Ray Romano or a Jerry Seinfeld to be successful in this business?
Sure.
Or can you be a Rick Chrome that's been around for 30 years and still around and working the clubs and doing theater and doing all the stuff you love to do? And do you have a Porsche? No.
No.
Do you have a mansion?
No.
I hope this goes on for 40 minutes.
Do you have
a savings account?
A microwave?
No. But I do have a documentary.
Do you have to drink soup twice a day?
Twice a day.
Three. Do you have suicidal tendencies?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Do you have to pay for dick now?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Do you beat dead horses?
Sorry.
I thought that was fun.
That's pretty good. That's really too smart for the room, Joe.
You might be right.
Yeah. That was too smart for the room.
Dicks and anal and farts.
Anyway, you see.
Like Lewis's next album. Dick anal fart. Blup, blup. Listen, sorry.
First album. By the way, I've never really done it that way. That's dope. You just fucking come up. What up, nigga?
Oh, boom. My
right.
God.
Now we're not
what?
Time.
We got a gay, we got a black. It's great.
You're not black.
I am Afro-Puerto Rican. We talked about
this. Could you sit still? You got a man spread, and then you're moving back and forth.
Oh, you're such a fucking cuck liberal fucking bitch.
But you,
man
you
spread.
Doesn't even make sense.
But
man
you
spread.
Fucking tapping and touching.
Fuck
we
it.
Have
oh,
no
you're gayer
so
than Rick.
Fine.
I'm sorry, Rick.
Let's
I'm sorry that this queer right here has to sit next to you.
There's a lot of bumping over here. I can't focus.
I'm sorry, Rick. You want to beat up this fucking queer with me? Come on, let's do it. Connie.
You hold him down.
Dude, I'm going to help Rick rape you. I hate you.
That's hot.
Fucking bitch.
But I would do it politely.
What the fuck is You just went from 0 to 60, dude.
He warmed up.
Man, you
he
fucking. Up.
I'm in.
You fucking. He's just saying that you twisted a little bit. You fucking. He's rape. You're raping him with Rick Crumb.
Don't ever cross me, dude. I'm gonna fucking rape you with Rick Crumb.
You're gonna be a party in prison. anyway, Bob, Robert, Bobby. Bobby Booby, Bobby Baby.
I'm sorry, that just made me laugh. Yeah. That was fucking cracking me up. would you call him a cuck what?
Cuck liberal fag, I think.
Go ahead, Ricky. What are you talking about? Speaking of liberals.
Oh.
I'm only one of those things.
Yeah. So anyway, just a long story short, we're the movie's done. You've seen the movie. We're in the festivals now. We won a few awards, Doc NYC. We're going to be in the Soho Film Festival. That's coming up. And then and we're doing a big event a week from today at the Village Underground, Rick Crumb and Friends, just to raise awareness of they're doing a GoFundMe effort for the licensing funding and things like that.
Well, where does this film go? What is the life of this film? You've done the festivals. It's been out for a year now. And where do you want
it
to go?
It hasn't been in that many places. It's only been in like three or four
festivals. Are you trying to get it on Netflix?
Yeah, but you gotta cover the licensing. There's a lot of film clips in the thing that need to be covered.
So you need to pay for all the stuff.
You need to pay for that first. You might make it back in the back end, but you got to pay for it first.
How much money are you looking to raise?
I think they're looking to raise about 80,000.
80? Fuck! Sorry. Jesus Christ.
Well, I know. I know, because of
the Rolling Stones music?
Right. That Louis clip ain't cheap.
Why do you have to fucking pay for that? Why can't Louis just give it to you?
He can't. He doesn't.
He got fired.
I don't think he...
What happened to Louis? Louis what?
I don't know. I don't know the finances.
The last time Louis just gave something to somebody.
I'm not.
That's a stretch.
He asked, and they said no, and he said, okay, and then they fired him.
And then
how do you like that?
Yeah.
All right. Guys.
But anyway,
I failed in the joke. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I tried to help you out of it, but then
sometimes these things fucking happen. We take chances.
I'm just doing my plug. Then we can fuck them.
No, let's.
Can I
say something? This is where we do the plug.
Yeah,
we just go in and out of it on the show.
I mean,
the people are listening. Let's. Do
we
have?
More memorable
is this
that way?
Is this a trailer for it right here, or is this the movie?
There is a trailer on the website.
Can we watch the trailer? Yeah. How long? Can we? Could you mind it's checking out the trailer for a second?
It's a minute and a half.
I would love to see it
on the website.
I
want to
see the full movie,
and that is the website. So scroll down if you can. Oh God!
There should be a, or maybe it's on the Facebook one.
Okay.
Let's see if this. I actually saw the movie. It's a great movie, and you know it's so funny because we all. Who made that? Is it what's his name? Make that.
What that drawing?
Yeah.
I don't know. Says some friend of Dustin's did it, and the first one they did, I was like, was a picture of me 30 pounds heavier.
Don't put the thing on the for people to see.
Well, he'll take it off.
Huh?
Zach will take it off.
Oh, but they're watching live.
It's not on there right now.
Oh, okay.
They're not stupid, Bobby. Trust them a little bit. Imagine they came in and they were like, did this tell jokes?
Well, he did. We're going to get to that.
Oh. Fuck, man. I literally thought he was going to be dead today. I thought we were going to come in and it was going to be a memorial.
We were close.
Because he cut his...
We were close.
Wrists.
We were close. But he pulled it out. Oh, Rick. Now do you have to pay for licensing for stealing the Comedy Cellar logo?
No, we just swiped it.
Oh, okay. There it is right there. Make it big first.
I don't know. You want to watch this whole thing?
How long is it?
2 minutes.
2 minutes.
I'd like to
see it.
We have 2 minutes to kill on the show.
All right, 2 hour podcast. We need to stretch.
Yeah, well, we don't need to stretch.
Right. We're not that interesting.
Ready?
I don't know. It embarrasses me to watch
this. I'm a real ass to tell the truth. Great.
I know. You're a real ass fucking Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
Hit it.
It's buffering. It's buffering.
Yeah. Just working.
Stop 1 second.
Vegas.
See, that clip cost a lot of money.
Stop 1 second. Yeah. What happened to him? Can we do the next one?
I have no idea.
Can we do the next documentary on whatever this guy's name is?
I have no idea what his name is. This was 1990 or 91.
Showtime Comedy Club Network. This is Showtime that
we
know today.
Yeah.
So this is almost like a five people on the show, two people. Like
they would do a special with comics at different clubs all over the country, and then they'd splice it all together for a show.
Where are you doing this?
This is Rags to Riches in New York, which was on 53rd Street. I don't know if you remember Rags to Riches.
No, I do not.
It's before your time.
Was it a famous club like the Comedy Cellar?
It wasn't as famous as the Cellar, but it was right up there with. I think they were in business for like almost 10 years.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I did a New Year's Eve there, opening for Jerry Seinfeld.
Wow!
In like the 90s, and he was It's before his show.
So you were the original Ryan Hamilton.
Yeah, but they were paying Jerry $25,000 for the night, and I was making $100. So you know,
$100 for the night for New Year's.
You heard it here first. Jerry Seinfeld is a cheap Jew.
No, he didn't pay.
He could have kicked you back a grand easily.
He could have. He could have
easily.
How much did he get paid again?
Like $25,000.
Wow.
Get out of my face, Rick. Beat it.
All right, let's watch the guy trailer.
That's what I heard.
Composer and lyricist. Put your hands together for Mr. Rick Crome.
Rick Crome.
Oh, my God.
Rick Crome.
Rick Crome, everybody.
You ask people from Brooklyn what they do, they go, what do you need done?
Rick is a, what we call, you could say he's an Amadeus type. You know, the mad genius.
I owe a lot of material to Rick Crome.
Rick could do jokes to go up and host a show. But he could also write funny songs.
All you had to do is hear Rick at the piano belt out a note in this Broadway style. Oh, this guy's like the real deal.
He was kind of the face of the cellar, him and Bill Grunfest, obviously.
Still, to this day, the best regular MCs I've ever seen in a comedy club.
Rick was like ready to have his own variety show smooth.
The thing that amazes me is he's not a household name that everybody knows.
I was trying to be an entertainer. I wasn't trying to be a comedian that changed the world. Did I ever have my own TV show? No. Was I ever on The Tonight Show or The Letterman Show? No.
If you work hard, you get where you get, and some people get here and some people get here, and that's the part that's you can't figure out.
Life is long, so we'll see what happens with Rick Crome.
You're fucking 40 years in a row working. Who does that? Jack Nicholson, Al Pacino. Rick Crome.
I don't know what this is called, but I think here's the title. Rick Crome, long overdue.
Oh, Rick.
Oh, Rick.
Oh, Rick.
Oh, Ricky.
Oh, Rick.
Oh, Godfrey.
Yeah.
He never does not overdo it, huh?
No.
Even with long hair.
That was great. I want to watch this.
That was amazing.
Leave that up right there.
It looks really cool.
Forget it.
Yeah.
Does it automatically.
It's funny, but Godfrey. But he overdoes it, but he gets the last motherfucker on that little clip.
Uh-huh.
So. That's the only black guy. They put him at the end.
Keith is black.
Yeah. But,
what, did you have a stroke? You didn't see him?
Hey.
Hello, folks.
Was that before stroke Keith or after stroke Keith?
Before.
Wow.
Thank
I thought
God.
It was after.
Yeah, seriously. I think he was all stiff.
That's the only way they could keep the movie under 2 hours.
So this movie's out there. Are you? Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Are you happy? Are you okay with your success?
Yeah.
Or do you still chase that in your brain? Do you still want your own show? Do you still want maybe to be the guy getting the $50,000 for a New Year? Do you want to be the all these people that you had in there? I mean, the Billy and the Ray Romano, blah blah blah. Do you want that still, or are you? Hey, I'm just happy where I'm at.
Well, you have to be happy with where you're at. I mean, yeah. I mean because otherwise I'd be always discontent. But, you know, I don't know. I'm not Ray Romano. I'm not Bill Burr. I'm not that good.
Not them. You know? What do you mean you're not that good?
Well, I mean, I'm not on their level in terms of the things that they do. I do so many different things, mm-hmm. you know, between the Broadway and the comedy and the songwriting and the acting and stuff like that, that I'm happy doing all those other things right. on the scale at which I'm doing them.
Right.
Sure, I'd love one of them to take off. You know, I'd like to be a regular on a TV series and all of that stuff.
Right.
I was going to be a regular on House of Cards this season, but...
Really? Yeah. Are you really?
I was.
Where were you?
I was.
What were you going to do?
I was playing a lawyer. They brought back a character I did 3 seasons ago, and I went down to Baltimore, shot a lovely scene with Robin Wright in the Oval Office scene. Right. She's fantastic,
beautiful.
Right? And then 2 weeks later, the scandal broke. All that work got canceled. You know, so I too have been fucked by Kevin Spacey.
Wow. Hashtag I too.
I too. Me too. But, you know.
That fucking sucks.
I know. Well, that's the business. You know, you
that's
never
fucking,
know.
You get, but you get your medical after that. It's fucking a season.
For a year, yeah.
For a year? That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. I know. I'm paying like $1,000 a month and I'm fine.
Jesus Christ.
How about that? That's what being 61 does. Oh, you're 61? $1,000 a month. Yeah.
Look great.
See? Yeah. Thank you very much.
Ross, you and Voss are the same age.
That's right. That's right.
Jesus Christ.
If I dyed my hair like he does, I'd be...
He said, I don't dye it. What's dye? He goes like this. What's dye? What?
What's dye?
That's your defense? You're claiming you don't know what hair dye is?
But he's in great shape, though.
He's yeah, great Me shape. Not. Physically.
Physically, yeah.
Not career-wise. Oh,
well, emotionally.
Emotionally.
Yeah, emotionally he's not. Well, dude, yeah. I hope you raise 80 fucking grand.
It's amazing what these clips cost.
Mm-mm.
That Showtime clip probably cost a few grand.
Wow.
You can't just ask them to donate it. You can't. The Go. Can't the GoFundMe?
Yes, and they say no.
Yeah, but couldn't the GoFundMe be, look, man, give me this for free? Yeah? No?
Yeah, you could. I suppose you could.
So after
I'm not involved in that kind of that part of the production.
So this could go to this could go to Netflix.
Sure.
What if you sold it? Why don't you try selling it to Showtime so you can just have that clip?
Yes.
That would be nice. Yeah. I'm all for it.
Yeah. But then he still needs $77,000.
If only one of us had like a dad with a lot of money.
I love math jokes. That joke had to be funny. 77 is the only way that was funny.
I'm a real pro. One day I'll have a documentary about me.
You will.
You will.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Hang around
Who
long
killed
enough,
Luis Gomez?
Who killed Luis J. Gomez, you fat fuck.
Look at the tapping, the knee. What is this? It's killing me.
All right, are we done with this segment? It's great. Rick's awesome, but let's fucking start calling each other gay and fags and fucking the N-word. And can we get moving? What are we doing here?
I always like a guy.
Why don't you like...
Rick. I like his documentary, but I'm telling you right now, the fucking fans are going... They turned off the show. They're not going to like him anymore because you're fucking inside the actor studio.
They didn't like you the first time.
I think that he...
He's cool. It's you. Take control of the fucking ship. Let's start cursing at each other.
No, listen, you
sick
fucking...
of it.
I like a guy that uses the N-word and then later says N-word.
Yeah, you fucking dirty spick.
Whoa!
S-word.
Why does that have the same...
Nobody cares.
Why? Why does that have the same...
Because Puerto Ricans are cool. Hispanic people don't really give a fuck. We are too busy dealing with life. Black people don't even give a fuck about the N-word. It's just fucking crackers. It's people like Gabby.
What?
Yeah.
Have you ever said...
Why
the
me? Why not Joe?
Have you ever said the N-word?
No.
Ever?
No.
In your life?
No.
Let the air out of the tires, because you say it right now, then you're like, holy shit, now I don't feel all that animosity every time a black's around.
No.
That's why I
Leave
say
it
so
alone.
Much.
Don't
you
do
guys,
it.
You guys all hold it inside, and I say it every day a few times, so then when I'm around blacks, I'm like, you guys are just people like me.
Have you ever driven with me? I let you all follow you fucking queers have it.
You rear-ended it, man.
You've never said...
No.
That's lying.
Why would I lie?
I don't think it's a bad thing. Don't be pressured into saying it from this fucking loser.
I feel no pressure.
Yeah, don't let this fucking asshole pop your N-word cherry.
Can we sing Bon Jovi songs but replace some of the words with the N-word?
I don't know what you mean.
Whoa, we're halfway there. Whoa, nigger on a prayer.
It's almost...
That was an ER.
And we're canceled.
It's take my hand and we'll take it, I swear.
Mike just left because he doesn't like the N-word, actually. He really does get offended with it.
Yeah, that was an ER version.
yeah, he didn't like that. That was really terrible.
What?
That song.
That wasn't bad. What are some other songs? I don't remember any songs.
Come on, you don't remember a Bon Jovi song? You're fucking lying.
Hold on, let me think.
Shot through the heart.
And you're to blame. You gave love a nigger.
You try to change your voice so when they come and get you later.
Nigga, 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 wonka, wonka, nigga.
This is like insane.
I know. It's like, how do you promote anything?
What?
How do you have any show with this fucking stupid
Shut
idiot
up.
On it?
Because
the
black.
N-word, you're not black, and
yes,
the N-word, right. and then we can't even use this footage now. You
no,
have to
I
cut
know.
It out.
All I know is show tunes. Tell you what, you complete it. The hills are alive with the sound of
niggers.
Love it. Now I'm safe, and he's the one taking the blame.
I will do this. We'll do a podcast together off this premise. Are you in your mind? Keep on going, Rick.
What else? You got Rick.
Now, by the way, the fans, all their ears perked up, they're tuned in. Rick's Boom. Back in their fucking good graces. Yeah. They're going to buy his documentary right now. Garen fucking T. That's how you sell a documentary.
What else you got?
Maria. I just met a girl named
Maria. She's a dirty nigga.
No.
That's how it goes.
I never said
that. She is Puerto Rican. You're right. She's a dirty spick.
This fucking kid.
How about this?
Yeah, go ahead, Joe. Joe.
You got a show tune, Joe?
Please think of your whole fucking career, okay?
Afro picks and sneakers. These are a few of my
Favorite niggers.
Oh, it's just supposed to be the one word and then things.
Yeah, I got it.
It's an adjective in this country.
Yes.
Okay, I got it. All right, you know what? I'm getting it now, guys. I'm not a good comedian.
We know.
This is really. I mean, we can't put this out.
Yeah, but what do you mean?
It's
fucking
out.
Bitch.
It's out.
Oh, here we go. Cuck liberal Joe List.
Now everything we say from here on out is also going to be criticized. So we can't even make a regular fun, irreverent joke now.
Because they're going to listen to the whole episode. I invited Lewis on the show. When you invite Lewis on, that's it.
Joe, you don't expect to hear the ER N-word 40 times.
He said it every show he's ever been fucking on. Before Skanks. Before you and Tuesdays. Before Gabby's fat lips and Mike's mushy face. Before Rick fucking even started fucking young Asian boys. He was on this show using the N-word.
Yep.
So don't stop acting surprised. You know, he didn't change. The fucking world changed.
Changed around.
No, he changed.
No, he's trying. He never changed.
No, I didn't change. Joe, you changed.
Well, he does ride skateboards now.
If I can change, we all can change.
If you guys start making out now, it's going to be so
hot. The only thing that changed is his chubby waist size, which bugs me.
It does change a lot.
There was a point where I was underneath him, and he got mad, and then went back into the fucking gym. Mm.
That's a lie.
There was. There was one point where he went, whoa, and I went, boom, and he was like, fuck you, and we waited.
You didn't go below me. I was within like 20 pounds of you, and that was too much.
No, I was below you.
You're 5'6".
I was below you.
I'll below you right now.
I'm 5'8". I'll below everybody.
I'm Joe, am I making you uncomfortable?
No.
Is this why you don't answer my calls about Legion of Skanks anymore?
I did return your call.
Oh, shit.
You don't answer my text. I've been trying to get you as a guest for a while.
Wow. I did respond. That's bullshit. I'm unavailable that week.
Because Legion of Skanks is fucking a little too harsh for Joe List.
Wow. Have you listened to our podcast?
Hollywood Joe.
Wow. Hollywood Joe. Yeah. Not Hollywood Showbiz.
Showbiz Joe.
He doesn't really go out to Hollywood that much.
He's too ugly for Hollywood.
He's not ugly. Will you stop calling him ugly? I don't like that. He's
I've been to Hollywood several times. Maybe you've
Joe
seen
Joe is cute. He's cute like a doll.
Thank you. Gabby, you're very pretty.
Thank you.
Gabby's blotchy.
She's
very
pink.
White. Am I blotchy right now?
Yeah, you're blotchy.
Gabby, put some
makeup
on.
I blotch so easily. Ah,
well, you get a can
I'm
you tan?
Jewish.
Can you tan?
No.
She must be Ashkenazi Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Gabby looks like she smells good.
Why don't you smell her?
Gabby, she doesn't smell like she looks good.
Can I smell you?
Can he smell you?
Yeah.
Good. What? Why'd you say that dirty?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, don't be weird, though.
This whole thing is weird.
Yeah. Don't touch me, though.
Not that good.
What's she smell? What does she smell like?
Like just fucking
like
girl
a dirty
hair.
White girl.
Yeah, it's like a fucking unshowered bitch.
You haven't showered?
I showered this morning.
You did? Did you wear your hair though?
Did you wash your hair?
No.
No, that's why.
No.
What do you mean you don't wash your hair?
You don't wash your hair every
not
time
every time
you shower.
They do like twice a week. They wash their hair.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
I know.
Twice a week.
I grew up with all women. That's why I'm so sensitive to their needs.
And you're a cuck.
Don't use my word that I used for Joe.
I liked it.
It's good.
I can use it. It's my podcast. You cuck.
Cuck.
Louis the fucking cuck Gomez. Cuck. Isn't that the new fag?
You no, cuck is a guy who watches a man fuck his wife.
Oh.
No, but aren't people
I'm listening to this whole thing. I'm like, I don't know what it
but
is.
But aren't people using cuck as the new fag?
Essentially, kind of.
So you can't say, yeah, fag, or it's porn. Yeah, you fucking cuck. Isn't that it? Isn't that what you're really saying?
It's got a C. It's got a K.
Yeah.
Cuck. Yeah.
You're calling Joe a fag.
Kind of.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same word, essentially. Yeah.
He's just a little bit...
Country?
That makes me think you'd like that song.
Rock and roll.
It stinks.
All right. What are we doing next?
I don't want to think of you listening to Toby Keith. It bums me out.
Why?
Because you're like, how do you like me now? Like, you're driving with Max.
This fucking moron's got 90 podcasts. He's like, all right, let's move on. We'll move on when I fucking
move on. I think we should move on.
Fuck you. We'll move on when
Toby
I move
Keith,
on.
I don't know where we're
shut
going.
Shut your fucking face.
There's no potential
guy,
in this
if nobody's saying N-word or fucking talking about eating each other's assholes, he's all fucking bored.
I'm kidding about that. I don't even say the N-word.
Yeah, you just said it 90 times, you fucking dirty
guy.
If I had balls, I would have said it.
Refugee.
If I had balls, I would have said it. I don't use that word anymore either. Here's a problem with the N-word. We get it. You can say it. But you should... Who cares?
I don't think white people should be able to say it.
But who cares about the N-word? Who cares if people say it or not? I don't give a shit. You shouldn't want to say the N-word. If people are like, hey, I don't want you to use that, just don't fucking use it.
No, it's like if somebody puts a button in front of you and says, don't push that button, you're like, well, now I want to fucking push that button. So that's what's happening in society right now. And now you have an outlet like Reddit and YouTube, and now you can push that button all day long with no accountability.
It's stupid.
Most intelligent thing I've ever said on the show.
No, not you. Not
full confidence.
No, I think the Puerto Rican thing was the most intelligent thing. But I don't think I just think it's stupid to want to do something because you can do it. All right, don't do that. All right, whatever. I agree with not doing it. I won't do it. I need to do it because I'm not. Oh, you're not supposed to do it, so you do it? That's retarded.
Yeah, but
to
then
do something.
When you're in your car and you're driving through a black neighborhood and somebody jumps from your car, then you say it for real. You're not saying it jokingly or in a jovial way.
I didn't hear
way.
The beginning of the bet. You went too fast. What did you say when
I
you're
said
in your
when
car?
When you're in your car and you have road rage and some black dude jumps in front of your car and you call him the N-word, you know, not to his face, but fucking with the music. Blaring into your shoulder blade.
That's not the first thing that comes to my mind when a black guy walks in front of my car.
It's the first thing that comes to my mind anytime I see a black person.
Is it really?
No.
Oh.
What's wrong with you?
What did you say when you hit that Mexican last week?
What I say? When yeah. I hit the Mexican?
Yeah.
Ay caramba? Did candy come out of him?
I said, Blue's on fire today. I said, I don't know what I say. I said, Mike? No. Well, when I saw him, I said, sorry. I was like, what the fuck? I've come to think of it, though, he hit me. Look, you can't. How do I hit somebody with the side of my car?
It was hit. Wait, what hit? You hit.
I was making a U-ing on 72nd, and the bike guy hit my car.
Oh, it was a biker.
Lenny's sub delivery guy hit my car. And it was just, you know, a tap, whatever. You heard it. He didn't even damage my car. He came into my car, and I didn't hit him. If I hit him, you know, maybe we hit each other. But anyways, it was a Mexican dude. So I just assimilate. That's my go-to defense mechanism when I have interactions with anybody. I turn into a Mexican. I just went, see. I said, mira, mira, mira. And I gave him a 50.
You guys just slept on a street corner together for a couple hours? Siesta'd? Well, it's okay.
It's okay. Mira, mira.
It's okay. You want some tequila? I love you, man.
I have salsa in my car.
Yeah. Some tacos. Bobby has tacos in his car, actually.
I didn't fucking call him a Mexican. I didn't say you dirty Mexican. I didn't say that. Yeah. Well,
Mexican
is, assume?
By the way, Mexican is not the equivalent of the N-word.
I was giving you a chance to.
Mexican was nothing. There's nothing equivalent except faggot.
No, that's not true. Faggot's not as bad as nigger.
What do you say?
I say if
well,
it comes
let's
from
ask.
They're not as dangerous anyway.
No. I mean,
not anymore.
I used to say if it comes from the same place, if it comes from the same thing, it's like I'm going to dehumanize you by calling you a word, then it's the same thing.
Hold on. But let me say this. What if it's like I'm calling Joe List a faggot? That's not the same thing as me calling a gay dude a faggot.
Yeah, I know, but the terms have changed.
Yeah,
you used to be able to say, I'm going to call you a faggot because I want to emasculate you.
Yeah.
Right? Because that's what guys do, locker room talk. But it changed. It's like, I don't mean gay faggot. I mean faggot.
Yeah.
And then people are like, well, what's the difference then?
Right.
So the terminology, I understand what you're saying, because I grew up with that kind of thing, but the meaning of the word has changed. You can't say retarded anymore.
Gabby,
anyway.
Have you ever said faggot?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but you.
You said faggot.
Yeah, but I grew up on the Jersey Shore, and we said faggot and retarded and
yeah, but
all that
you can't use Jersey.
Yeah,
look,
but the Jersey Shore people
Boston,
are also.
But we're real trash.
But Boston's trash, too.
There's also a lot of retarded faggots in the Jersey Shore.
Yeah. That's where we have our home.
Hey, what's up? Let me duck your dick.
Yeah, but you're talking about...
I'm doing characters, guys. Come on.
Lewis,
how many characters did I do today? The fucking retarded fag? That's great. Your balls look really tasty, though.
The touching.
You're really making Joe uncomfortable
today.
Well,
it's brutal. I'm getting knocked over here. I'm getting tapped every minute. It's like this. You have
Rick's
no
just
idea.
Slowly opening his mouth.
Lewis's legs are this far, and he's just doing this the whole show.
For the record, I haven't touched him once.
And the yeah, dude. Once.
I'm the one behaving.
It's brutal. Rick's. This is like the experience for the show.
Rick's a good dude.
It's brutal.
Did you see SNL this weekend when they did that skit about retarded? The Dirty Talk.
They did a retard sketch on
no,
SNL?
They did
Yes.
Dirty Talk.
With Melissa.
Yeah, and she said the word retarded, and he was like, no, you can't say that anymore. I mean, you really can't use the word retarded at all.
What do you mean?
People get fucking offended with the word retard.
No, you can use it. Like in stand-up?
You can.
In stand-up?
Do you use any...
I said...
It's going to make it funny. As long as you're taking a chance...
How do you make retarded funny now? Now. I know how you do it. I'm just asking.
I'm watching it right now.
That's what Segura got in trouble for, though.
You're lucky.
What did he get in trouble
for? Literally, Mike went like this.
Yeah.
That was a laugh you got.
Sounded like a dead person laughing in the room.
Sounded like me to say to Rook
like the spirit of somebody laughed.
But Segura get in trouble, that's like a relative term. I mean,
yeah, but he doubled down.
I didn't even know what happened.
This is why Segura was funny. He doubled down on it. Mm-hmm. He went and said, fuck it, and he made more jokes about
but
the
he
work.
Literally didn't get in trouble.
He got in trouble with people on the shit net.
Yes.
People
tweeted at him.
Right. That's not, what are you going to say? It's not what?
That's not trouble. If he loses something,
are you crazy?
Trouble.
Nick DiPaolo just lost his fucking
job.
That's
losing something.
Nick got in trouble. But because Tom Segura didn't.
But because of Twitter, but if he, what are they going to take from him? They tried
that's
to
what
take,
I'm saying. That's my point.
But they tried to get Netflix to take a special off.
Yeah.
It just didn't work. But they fucking tried.
Right.
And we don't know how close
they
came.
Yeah, but they're retards. They were just smashing their fingers into the keyboard. They couldn't get through to anybody.
But that's my point is he didn't
get
in trouble.
The dude was so angry. Rick laughed.
Rick, you can't. If you laugh, you're out.
Yeah, that's it. It's over.
Yeah, but that's the thing. If we have a sense of humor, the very fact that you're saying the word that you're not supposed to say, that's the joke. Oh, look, I said the word that I'm not supposed to say. Surprise, that's the laugh. But
you can't sometimes.
It's hard to navigate that with an audience.
Well, if it's funny to somebody, it's funny.
That's the other thing right now as well, because I think sometimes people go like, oh, well, it's just easy to say that to shock somebody. But you're right, because the audience in a stand-up comedy club and in most environments, they're not reacting. When you say a word like retard, faggot, nigger, on stage in a stand-up club, it is a huge risk. At this point, it's not an easy laugh. Nobody's going, oh, this guy's fucking saying faggot. Yeah. It's really difficult. I've had to change words in my act because it didn't work.
Yeah.
Faggot was a word that I had in a joke that I literally can't say anymore it doesn't work. Retard, I'm saying it's different though. Retard, you can laugh off pretty easily.
Why did you change that though?
Because I'm trying to kill. It's my job to do as well on stage as possible, not to shock people, not to. Now, I like talking about fucked up shit, and that's the comedy that's always made me laugh.
I'm confused though, because I mean, you say, what was the context in the word faggot that you were using?
I was talking about. Would I care if my son was gay? And then I call. It's just a bit where my dog starts humping another male dog.
Yeah.
And then I call the other dog a faggot dog.
What do you call him now?
Gay dog.
You should call him again. It doesn't get the same laugh.
No, laughs not get it. It gets a harder laugh because it shifted at one point.
What about homo dog? That's fine.
Actually, I have fucked with homo dog.
All right. I said faggot on my Netflix half hour, and not one person.
He just said it in the mirror before he got on stage.
But I said it. I was telling a story about somebody calling me a faggot in high school. So I think
give me nothing. Dude.
Yeah, you can do it,
buddy. I'm sorry.
Not one person was upset.
I thought it was a good one.
It's fucking not bad.
I can just picture you going faggot. Then he went like this. What the fuck?
Sorry, I was saying a different thing. I said something, and then we were responding to each other.
We were having our own little talk.
Blow right through it, so I didn't hear it.
See, it's fine. Catch on.
I just think that you shouldn't get so fucking crazy about somebody joking. If somebody's intent was to joke, then who the fuck are you to say? If somebody wants to joke about this or that, and if a black guy wants to use the N-word, and if a white guy wants to say retard, and if somebody wants to say faggot, and they're trying to joke and have fun and not fucking, you know, they're not trying to wipe out a race of people or, you know, whatever, then fucking shut the fuck up.
No promises.
How about, I was just watching The Office, The American Office, season 2, whatever year that was, 2003 or 4. They did a whole episode where Michael calls the gay guy faggy, and they say faggy like 50 times.
I got in trouble.
I don't think you could do that now.
I got in trouble
sitcom.
For faggy at a college, and a week before Dane was there, who used the word faggot as his closing bit, and they came in to me and they were like, "Yeah, we're really upset with you saying faggy." And I'm like, "Why?" Because it's, you know, you really hurt some people's feelings, and there were some gay students, and was Dane Cook here the week before? I go, "Wasn't his last bit? You're a faggot." Yeah, I go, faggot is not as bad. Faggy is not as bad as faggot. I go, I don't know what you're talking about. I go, I don't know why one's okay and one isn't. You know, it's because of you don't like it's people who's saying it and who's getting offended by it. Yeah. Because it was me and I'm a fucking bald guy from Boston and I'm not as cute or whatever.
No, I think it's a level of fame.
Well, it's that too, a level of fame, but it's because of the person saying it, whatever reason it is. It's like,
but now it's reversed. The higher the level of fame, the more offensive it is.
Yeah.
Now an unknown. None of us, nobody that's gives very, a shit about any of us saying
that's
this.
That's very interesting.
That's true.
But if fucking, you know.
That's true.
Bob Dylan came out and said, faggot, people would be up in arms.
Unless it was sang it, faggot.
That's a Bob Dylan song.
We don't know, Rick.
Okay, Rick, give me a Bob Dylan song. I'll see if we can throw a faggot in there somehow.
Blowing in the wind.
That's just too easy.
Times are changing.
That's blowing in my car.
Do you have a car?
I have a car. How else do you think I'm going to? Where do you think I'm going to take these boys? Get in the car. Get in the car, I'll give you a 50.
50?
50 is that?
It's all cost for a guy blowjob?
Times is hard.
Jesus,
yeah, sure.
Man.
If I could put time in a faggot.
That's not Bob Dylan.
Oh, that's Jim Croce.
Jim Croce.
Yeah. It's pretty good, though. Good
it's
song.
Not bad. It's a great song.
I just don't, I mean, you, but here, the thing with you, though, you say whatever you want all the time, podcast, you never hold back, you don't give a fuck. But in your act, you made a change. Because
it's my job to read the room, and stand up is it's a much different thing. It's okay. There's different forms of funny. So stand up is your job to read the room and kill in that room. Mm-hmm. They're paying you to kill. Eventually, you sell your own tickets. You have your own fans coming. Then your fans are sort of expecting. Then it's almost like you're paying yourself to kill. So then it sort of doesn't matter. But on a podcast, a little different. I mean, we just kind of Legion of Skanks is a different thing too. Like I'm fucking around here on this one, but typically I don't just fucking say the N word to say the N word or say faggot to say faggot. Like I'll try to at least be funny with it or have it within context. But Legion
why
of Skanks,
why are you doing it on here as a? Why I don't understand.
Well,
that.
I was being funny. I was doing it. I was overusing it here
for funny. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. The overusing it as much as I've used it here is the funny part here.
Right.
If I would have said it once, it wouldn't have been that funny.
Right. Gotcha. It would have been just real.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Just the context. It's like, how do you mean it? Does he mean it because I've said it so many times? The joke is that I'm saying.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm not to be
yeah.
Saying
yeah.
It.
But I don't think.
Yeah.
It's
but
a
that's a context thing.
But I think I don't think if you like Gabby, the fact that she's never used it, I think is great.
That's because she's got that goofy voice too.
It would be too much.
That Muppet voice? Oh, my God, all these blacks!
Yeah, but you don't think that's a great thing that people aren't going to use that, like this generation?
Yes, I don't think anybody should use the
N-word. I think that's going to be phased out. Retard, faggot, nigger is all going to be phased out.
In Trump's
out.
America, yeah.
But why is the, I mean, why are we not fucking laughing at that?
I don't think I get it.
I'm unlikable.
Dude,
you're gonna phase out.
I don't get it.
I just said gays, black. He's gonna phase them all again. Trevor's America, they're all gonna be gone.
I didn't get it. I thought you meant the word. That's why I didn't understand it. I thought it was nonsensical.
I know what to tell you, Lou.
Yeah, we're both trying.
I think you're doing a good job.
Thanks, man. You want to move on from this?
No, not yet.
Not yet. I once was hooking up with a black guy.
Yes.
Here, let me.
No.
Cut his mic.
And he wanted to do like dominant submissive role play, and he wanted me to use that word on him.
Right.
Yeah.
He wanted me to call him that.
Now we're getting somewhere.
And I wouldn't do it.
A retard?
Why?
I don't know. I just couldn't do it. I thought Al Sharpton would come out of the closet any second. And
threesome.
No, I don't mean come out of the closet. I mean come from the other room.
They're going to turn me into an Oreo cookie.
No, I couldn't do it.
Why?
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be into that either.
I said, no.
I could do that.
I can't humiliate somebody like that.
So what? He wanted you to be like a slave owner or something?
Really? Yeah, something like that.
My God.
Really? So you had to be like, boy, go in the other room and take your pecker out.
I don't think he wanted me to say it.
Well,
like
I said, you did not pick enough cotton this week.
Go. Now I want to see that big mamba jamba come on my chin right now, you motherfucker, or you're going to get three lashings.
That's exactly what he wanted me to say. Yeah.
Now I want every last drop of that jibber jabber juice.
Oh, look at this one here. Oh, he's a big old stallion here.
I feel like
you
got
top dollar for this one.
Ooh. I feel like Bobby got several callbacks on a slave owning part at one point and did some studies. Really nailing it.
I mean, I just don't understand. That'd be so fucked up. He wanted you to be like just a racist guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people that
I don't pretend
that.
To understand it, but
because here's the problem with that.
I didn't do it.
Because if you do it, here's the problem with that. If you do it and then you get too into it, and then there's one point where he's like, yo, chill.
Or he records it.
most racist thing we've said today.
Yo, chill, son.
Yeah. Then I'd use it somewhere else. I'm going to say, like, hey, you can't use it. But I'd say, no, this black guy was fucking just told me I could. It's okay. Yeah. I got a pass.
God forbid something happens and your neighbor just hears you. Boy.
I get the humiliation thing though. Is it because of that word or was it just humiliating somebody? So let's say there was another guy. Another guy was like, I want you to fucking smack me in the face and throat fuck me until I cry.
That's
Could
what
you
I
do that?
Fun.
Well, that's but that's a date.
I mean, throat fuck me. Yeah.
But there's that whole thing. I want you to humiliate me, call me names. I don't understand it myself.
But isn't you? So you don't
like
you're
it.
Not into that.
No.
What you? So, you're a lover. You're a lover.
I'm a lover.
Right. You're a lover. You're a top lover.
I'm a top lover, and I pay for dinner. Yes, I'm.
You pay for dinner like a falafel or a full like appetizers.
Depends
and
on
ebbs.
Where we are. Yes,
Jersey City.
All right, then a snow cone. I don't understand. I mean, who's into being humiliated here? There's got to be one person.
I'd be into that. Yeah,
really.
Spit in my mouth. I used to love that. Spit
that.
On my mouth.
Do not spit.
Smack me around a little bit. Make me.
Yeah,
eat
but if somebody can hit your mouth with spit, they win a prize.
Unbelievable aim.
Lewis is killing today. I was bitching those games with the clown. Joe's got a carnival clown mouth. I'm going to make the mics thinner. Oh, buddy. Jesus Christ, that made me laugh. I don't like being humiliated. I try to. I like to be dominant, and I like when a girl's a little dominant. But when they get, there's always that point where they get too into it and they'll say something or scratch my face. And then I'm like, hey, cut the fuck. And I get, what the fuck is your problem? Relax.
Ow.
And then I take over and they're like, that's what I wanted.
Oh,
I had a girl one time who wanted me to choke her, but then would come to her senses and then wanted me to choke her again. And then be like, oh, and start like crying. And like, oh, I don't, and then. And I'd be like, are you okay? And she'd be like, no. I like it. I like it. And I'd be like, she keep doing it. And I was like, I got to go.
No.
I'm not doing this shit. This is too, whatever you're doing. Tears should not be involved.
No.
Yeah, you gotta both be turned on by it, I think. Like, you can't. Yeah. I've had chicks who've done weird shit. Yeah. Like, chicks who are into violent sex, I can't get into. It doesn't turn me on. Oh. I can get a chick who's into, like, smacking me around. Like, a little bit of smacking, a little bit of light fucking. Yeah. You bruise her ass a little bit. You smack her. You know, hit her in the ribs a little.
Yeah, crack
kidney
a rib.
Shots. You
make,
know,
her, make her go.
Yeah, yeah.
Punch in the liver.
You know, that's it. No, but like if it turns you, you know, it's got to sort of turn
smack
both of you on.
Coccyx. I would rather be dominant than dominated. I can't be dominated. I could do it for a second. Even though I like weird shit, like I like when a chick, you know, fucking sucks my dick from the back door.
What?
From, I mean, around the...
No, I like to get on all fours and have her pull my dick in between my legs and just... Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's hot.
I like a wet blowjob, too. But I don't like wet...
Who wants a dry blowjob?
Well, some girls just go... Hee, hee, hee. You know what I mean? Some girls just spit on it and wet it and...
Gabby?
And choke on it.
Terrible.
I don't... No comment.
Gabby, what do you do?
No comment. I'm going to stay... I'm going to be writing notes over here for this.
Good for you, Gab.
No.
Mike, what do you do?
My hands, mostly.
A lot of hand work. I like a lot of hand work.
What do you mean, like fingers?
No, you gotta. You fucking. You almost extend the tube.
I'm not
of
talking
your
about
mouth.
Blowing guys. Oh.
He'd be talking to me. But that's
about?
A good technique, by the way.
Let me tell
that's
you something right now. I will fucking go down in history. One of the best blowjobs I ever got in my life was from Luis Gomez.
Luis Jay Gomez.
What, Luis?
Was Joe Gomez.
Was telling me because when I married Joe List, I put his name in it just for shits and giggles to see how committed Luis was. I went Luis Gomez, and he went Jay in the middle of his wedding. It made me so
you
happy.
Heckled my wedding. Yeah. Luis BJ Gomez.
Yeah, best blowjob ever. Literally. I mean, you gave me head that I love.
Yeah.
Loved his head.
That sounds like a Bon Jovi song.
He went like this right on the tip.
Oh.
Two finger stroke down.
Yeah.
And then fucking other hand reached in, grabbed me.
I mean, for the listeners that never, you know, listened to that show or saw the video, I mean, we should explain that it was not actually your dick and it was a
Oh, man, you're
dildo.
You ruined it.
It was a rubber dildo. It wasn't me actually sucking his dick.
Where's my dicks?
Up, up.
That's what he says every time he tries to pee.
This was the dick right here. This is the dick that
looks actual size?
That's good.
It was good. I thought it was
that's actually a pretty small dick, right?
That's the dick, right?
I think that's a fine size dick.
No, this is a perfect dick.
Like Gabby, is that a fine size dick?
That's a fine size dick.
That's
all you need, Rick.
It's a moderate, it's Rick? A keeper.
It's not
it's
bad.
It's a keeper. You're not going to throw that one back.
You want it slightly thicker.
How about this one?
That's a little better.
That's too big.
A little better?
That's too big.
For me, again, as a top, I'm not taking that
There's
one.
The Lister.
How about that?
There's the Lister.
Oh, I got that. That was from my Christmas grab gun.
That's a cane.
It's a water gun. Or a cum gun, whatever you want.
Lewis, he did a fake blowjob. Of course people know that. No, you'd never blow somebody, right?
That's so many dicks.
I got a lot of dicks in the studio. Over the years, we've collected a lot of penises. We're not afraid of dick in the studio.
Nope.
No, not at all. Lewis was a fucking man. On stage, 200 people. Fucking bush. Right in front of Jim Norton, Bailey J.
Yeah. Mm. This one, Jim Norton was fucking on top, too.
What is he not? Not on top anymore?
No.
What? Jim's still on top.
He's a lazy bottom.
Where were you? He's a lazy bottom.
He's a lazy bottom. He just lays there.
Sounds like a great band, the Lazy Bottoms.
The Lazy Bottoms.
Just a bunch of fucking gay guys.
After the show,
don't really seek any dick out. They just kind of stand there and wait for guys to come up.
It's like, if somebody throws themselves at me, I'll do it. But I'm just going back to the hotel room.
I'm just going to go back to the hotel room. What do you want to do? Want to go? No, let's just go back. Let's get some french fries and just go back to the room and just watch TV. Like, let's go watch that guy on Billions with the big head.
Oh, so hot.
So anyways, this last weekend...
Well, Skankfest NYC tickets went on sale. That's right, everyone. You can get tickets right now to Skankfest NYC. See the Legion of Skanks live. Robert Kelly.
What's up, Dave?
Jim Norton.
I'll suck a dick.
Dave Attell.
Hey, is this your joke?
The Artie and Anthony Show live. Not Joe List.
Cause he's working.
Norman.
He's not on it.
No, he said no.
Joe List work.
Where you
on
working?
The road.
On a Tuesday? When is it?
It's Friday, Saturday.
Friday, Saturday.
Oh, I'm working too.
No, you're not. We already went through this, bitch. You're coming to Skank Fest.
I don't use drugs.
Michael J.
Hey, man.
Pete Davidson.
Hey, man.
Nikki Glaser.
Oh, suck a dick.
Bonnie McFarlane.
Oh, I hate my life.
Rich Voss.
Oh, I hate my wife.
Ari Shaffir.
I'm a Jew. Fuck you. I don't give a shit. Fuck Howard Stern.
Tickets on sale now. Both two-day passes and single-day passes at skankfestnyc.com.
You know what, Dad?
No, wrong podcast.
You know what? Fucking skanks. Blah, blah.
That was an actual live read we just put in there, guys.
Yeah, that was a live read, guys.
That's great. That was great.
This last week, you leaving, Mo? I want to say my friend Mo. You know Mo, right, Lou? Tatawahe rep. You smoke cigars?
Lives in the North Pole.
He should come to Skank
Fest. Comes around once a year.
Bring some.
Delivers presents to children.
Dude, I fucking kill it. I don't know why nobody laughs at you.
That's a stretch. Can we be honest? That's a stretch. He's brown. He's got a short beard. He's not fat.
Dude, fucking Santa. The whole thing was from where he's from, Egypt.
Yeah, dude. I mean, he looks kind of like Santa. It's a solid fucking reference.
Santa's from Norway.
Yeah, Klaus. Klaus is an Egyptian name.
Santa and the elves just throw gaze off of the roofs.
I'll admit you're hot. You're on fire today. It's been a great performance, but he's fucking African. You can't just throw Santa Claus at any guy.
Oh, so Santa's not black now.
Tatawahe rep. One of my favorite
Star stars. Wars?
No. It's Tatooine, you fucking idiot. And La Tierra. Tatawahe cigar is my favorite. Good friend of mine. If you want to smoke, everybody asks me what cigar do you smoke? Tatawahe.
We should get them for the gift bags for the comics. Well, we should talk.
What is it?
It's July 14th and 15th.
Yeah, you know what you should do?
Oh,
is,
I got to get it before that, but I'll be at the trade show, so we'll get something together. Before.
Yeah, talk to Lou. Talk. That'd be great. That'd be great. Everybody smoking Tatawahes at Skankfest. Put a nice one in, maybe some.
Put a tat in and we'll miss you.
Tat and a fucking sticker or some type of.
I'll
That'd be a good thing. And then we all smoke cigars. We put a nice fucking Instagram out.
Dude.
Making shit happen, dude.
There you go. Good for you.
I fucking hate that guy.
Shut up.
Oh, I think my mother might be going to get the tent. What kind of tent do I get?
Both of them.
Tell her to get a two-person REI tent. REI. Hang on 1 second, please.
Sorry, it backs up.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. Two-person. Yeah?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, you're going camping? Joe's going camping?
Joe's going too, yeah.
You're a fucking piece of shit.
Why am I?
I specifically said, oh, dude, I would love to go camping with you and my
kid
one day.
We're not doing that.
Yeah.
Me and you, we're going to go to a campsite, dummy. We're literally walking up into the woods. I'm not bringing Max. It's called primitive camping. We're walking up into the woods, finding a spot, staying there overnight, coming back down the next day. What me and you are going to do, we're going to go up to the campsite up like an hour up from where I am.
Yeah.
And they got all kinds of shit for the kids to do. Plus, we have the tent, fire pit, you know.
All right.
Yeah, that's what we're doing, dummy.
That hurt my feelings for a minute.
Oh, it's all right. I don't want to hurt your feelings, Lou.
But it's tentative.
It's just a different camping.
Tentative? Was that a camping joke?
Yeah.
That was what's tentative?
I like that. Yeah.
Based on the word tent.
Yeah.
So anyways.
You know, spiders have tentacles.
They don't.
They don't.
No, they don't.
That's also true.
No, they have legs.
They have legs.
No, they have legs.
Dummy.
Like that joke.
Yeah, you have legs that are fucking bumping me the whole fucking show. It sucks.
Well, do something about it.
I keep telling them. Stop it.
Fight him.
Look
at
this.
Him.
It sucks. The whole fucking day sucks.
You can take him.
He's sitting literally like this. Just doing this. It's fucking ridiculous. It's a fucking moron.
Fight him, Joe.
A fight. A spank and a white.
Hold on.
If the white don't win, we all jump in. They would really say that. They would sing that to me as the white kids in my neighborhood would jump me.
What would it say?
They would go, a fight, a nigger and a white. If the white don't win, we all jump in.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From earlier today when you were telling me it.
Oh, my God.
See, Joe, my mother about you got an attitude, Joe, and you're bringing down the show.
Maybe I am. I'm fucking bummed out. I can't. It's I'm just bumping all day.
Is that really bothering you?
It's 100% of the time. Let me tap your knee every 10 seconds.
I would not want that. Can you not drag me into it? I'm just wondering, do you have a problem with what he's doing?
All right, anyway, so yeah, let's keep going. Fucking N-word. Blah, blah, blah.
Joe's really upset.
I'm upset.
He really is upset.
Oh, my God.
It's crazy.
It's not on purpose, man. It's an accident. My leg's bumping into him. I get a little nervous sometimes.
The N-word was a little
on
purpose.
Oh, the N-word was on purpose. That's true.
You really made all of us uncomfortable.
No. Here's what I do. I put everyone on their back heels, and then they go, shit, and then you get the best out of somebody.
On the back heels?
On their back heels.
First of all, you don't get the best out of anybody.
Because I'm hosting the show right now, and I'm getting the best out of my guests.
Uh-oh.
Do you want to move on? Next topic?
I'm just waiting.
Here's what happens.
Yes, tell us.
If you want to see the best out of a man, watch him when his back is against the wall. Huh. Watch him when shit has hit the fan. Watch him when he's fucking dealing with a little bit of shit he's uncomfortable with, and you will see the best that man could be. So I'm bringing the best out of everybody in the room by saying the N-word so much.
Rick, this is what he does, because he has the Rambo theory.
Yeah,
like he's fight or flight. Yeah, he can only does good when it's fucking, he's just going to die. When the rest of us, we can have a good podcast and not have to, you know, piss everybody off and make you fucking flip out and get angry and feel visceral. He needs to do that. You see?
You want to make me visceral.
He wants to make you go, fuck you!
And listen, you spick! That kind of thing?
Whoa!
I would never say that.
Maybe, Rick, maybe you're right.
I would never do that. Right. Oh, sure.
Fine,
too far. Here, let me jerk you off so candy comes out. Sure.
I think Lewis has a good point. Take over the show.
All right.
Yet another podcast.
I can't do that kind of thing.
You can do it. Everyone's I don't want everyone to do what I do either. Everyone's got to do what they do. Joe's got to do little shitty quips.
Not everybody can do what you do. Be a mediocre middle.
I like quips. I'm a quip guy.
Yeah, you know, Bobby's going to fucking, you know, talk over everyone and get angry at everyone because they talk over him once out of every 20 times that he does it to them.
I haven't gotten angry today.
Fucking Mike's going to die of some sort of fucking disease next to me.
Yeah.
Gabby's going to be all blotchy and boring.
Oh,
welcome
to
YKWD.
Can I say something? That was funny. We're all sitting there when he said something about you. He's just quiet. He said something about me. He said about him. He said something about Gabby. We all go,
fuck you guys.
It really is. What's good for you is good.
Yeah. Well, blotchy and boring worked.
Blotchy and boring.
Alliteration. Yeah.
You should see your shins.
Yeah, sorry. Bobby's going to be all fucking frisky and fat. And alliteration.
Do me.
Joe's going to be all cunty and cucky.
Just pulled it out.
Mike's going to be all fucking sick and stupid.
Just be singing of Mike being sick and stupid. They did the roast battle this weekend. Gabby and Mike, Mushy Mike, did the roast battle.
Oh.
Blotchy Gabby and Mushy Mike did the roast battle. And I was very, I was one of the judges. I was very fucking nervous. First of all, I was very sick. I don't know if you know that. I had a really bad.
Diabetes.
Not diabetes. Not yet. Pre. I had a migraine. I almost threw up sitting at that fucking table.
Sorry about that.
And then they don't put the AC on at the stand. And, you know, the ceilings are 4 feet tall, 80 people in there, packed. Within 2 seconds, it's 170 degrees. I'm standing Big J, Ron, and then me next to each other. I almost passed out. I almost threw up and passed out. Finally, they put the fucking AC on, thank God. And the beautiful manager over there gave me an Advil.
That lineup, it literally looked like it was going to be an eating competition.
Yeah, it was terrible. I was so hot. And then these two were doing it. I'm going to say, before we watched the footage, okay, I thought I had gone to dinner with Mike the night before, right? And I think there's two ways you can go about roast battle. You can go and get help and really write a bunch of things and treat it like almost like an essay or some type of homework. Or you can
go eat for 8 hours straight with Bobby Kelly at a restaurant.
Either or. And I think me and Avery really did go nuts. I saw dumplings. We were like, let's get salads. Okay, dumplings on a sign. Fucking 19 dumpling platters later. I mean, this fatso was swollen. I think it was my fault. Anyways, I'm not going to give anything away. I didn't know who was going to come out of the gate. I had a feeling you were very studious. And very, from what you do for the show, I know how you are. And that when you're given a task, you murder it.
I like that funny has not come into play.
Yeah,
yet.
Not even for a second.
Well, I'm going to let her do
it. That's fine.
I'm going to let you do it. I'm going to let you be the funny. And then Mike, I thought Mike he's vicious. He's mean on the show. He says stuff. His comedy's a little edgier than hers. I was like, I don't know who's going to pull out of this. What?
My comedy exists on stage, but it's fine.
I put you on my show, you little bitch.
Wow.
You have a show?
Yeah.
How have we not been on your show?
Yeah, why
it's a monthly show. You want to do it?
Like, what do you want to take? You a get fucking $8. Rickshaw out to Brooklyn? 7 o'clock. The sun's still out when she's doing her shows.
Oh.
I'm kidding.
You think she'd have a better tan? Jesus.
I told you I don't tan, baby.
Fucking pale.
Anyways, roast battle. Luis J. Gomez. You get a lot of shit when you come out, too.
Why?
When you host, people fuck with you a lot.
Yeah, well, you gotta let the room know that that's what's gonna happen. Right. So you know, I let the
judges. Two girls that left behind me. They thought it got a little mean
because they couldn't see.
Sorry.
You're gonna beat me to that.
That's a good one.
Lewis got so excited he put the mic. His instincts to pull the mic away. His arm went. No, it's too good. And it pulled away. And he went. all right, so here it is. You ready? This
these two girls right behind Bobby Kelly, like, this is awful.
Why'd you ruin it?
I went to act out.
Yeah.
All right, so this. I'm getting the impression, obviously, that Gabby annihilates Mike.
You're going to see. Maybe not.
I feel like you think you're setting this up to be like.
Well, I'm not setting it up to.
So close.
I'm trying to just say that I was very shocked with this. With this outcome.
So, Gabby, you are a comic.
Yes.
Mike is a comic.
I know Mike. Mike is great. I would talk about how good he is, but Lewis got upset last time.
No, because he goes, oh, Mike is fucking 40 times a comic that Lewis is. And then I saw Mike, and I'm like, Mike is not one-tenth the comic that I am.
He's 10 times funnier than you, not 40.
I'm sorry.
Not 40. Not 40.
Not 40.
I'd say like 4%.
Four, yeah. Four is a good number.
I would say stronger. Six.
I'm 40% fatter.
6% stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're fat, yeah. By the way, Mushy Mike, wouldn't kill you to go, hey, can I sneak by also? You're in the same, it's like the whole team is bumping me over here.
I'm sorry about that.
What's wrong with you getting bumped?
Lewis is an animal, and I'm just trying to go, that's Lewis. But Mike, just go, hey, can I scooch?
I did, but I was too quiet.
He said, excuse me.
Joe, you're being very aggressive with everybody.
Joe, are you okay?
Is, right?
It's not fair, Joe. You're not being, can
you're
I tell you
being
why?
Aggressive.
No, can I tell you?
You're being aggressive.
He's being, yeah, go ahead. Did you call me Joe?
No, I meant to say Robert.
Hang on 1 second.
Robert.
Oh, I think I shit my pants. Go Robert. Ahead. Yes.
Here's the thing. I am consistently who I am.
Yes.
Robert Kelly said this to me years ago. It was one of the best things when I was going to move to L.A. Yeah. And it stuck with me. He said, wherever you go, there you are.
Right.
Right?
That's true.
And it really did. It sucked
with me. It's not his original thought. It's a book.
It's not. It was Bobby Kelly's. He said, dude, the road less traveled will lead to I don't know the rest of it.
I said, but do you have the positive perspective? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, dude. I wrote that last night.
Bobby said one of the best things I've ever heard. It is what it is. It's changed my life.
You make that up? Wherever you go, there you are?
No, it's from life.
From a book called Wherever You Go, There You Are.
That's a great quote. I quote it all the time. I attribute
it's a great
it
quote.
To Robert Kelly.
Well, because
three times a week.
But you can attribute it to me because I use it in my life because we're the same people and I gave it to
Bobby,
you.
Were you eating off that book?
Uh-oh.
Apparently you're still unfunny, too.
I was talking to the bombdana. Wherever you go, there you are. Right on my microphone.
Go ahead. This is why this show is a fucking nightmare.
That's why I'm a
because
great podcaster.
We're trying to get him, and now it's on me somehow.
No, I'm sorry. You're right.
He got you to go against me.
I'm not against
and
you.
And I gave you a great quote.
Wherever you go, there you are.
Wherever you go, there you are.
Now, why is your watch that size?
Because I like
wherever
it.
You go, there you are. Bobby Kelly.
Yours too. But at least you have big fat wrists. Look at this thing. It's insane.
That's a professional wrestling belt for anybody else. So listen.
Oof. Are you taking a class?
Yeah. Are you fucking Rick Chrome?
Joe List, you're being inconsistent. See, I'm always an asshole and aggressive. You're usually a nice person. So right now you're
I'm
coming.
Not usually sitting next to you.
That's true. We don't usually sit Joe next to you.
You're
usually sitting on the other side of Dan, who Dan knows you better and puts up with
Dan
you
doesn't
better.
Care about a little leg bumping. We're fucking dancing. We're all together. We get a little physical. Fucking dick.
So anyways, Joe, can you grab me water out of that fridge so Mike doesn't have to bump you and you flip out?
Oh, yeah. Oh my God, you banged the fucking door, Joe. Holy shit, Joe. My whole day is thrown off because Joe's banging doors around.
There you go, Lewis. I mean, Bobby.
You call me Lewitz?
By accident.
What the fuck, man? Lewitt.
Well, you guys have similar fucking dumb, gigantic watches.
Yeah.
And, you know.
What else?
That's it. I was going to say you're both fat, but Lewis looks great.
Thanks.
You know, why are you being mean to me? I didn't do shit to you. I didn't bump you
once. I was trying to shit on him. But it wasn't going to work because he's not gross.
He's gross? He's got nine different shades of brown on his body.
He really is. Yeah, the skin is a problem. And you're calling her blotchy, by the way. You got spots. You have more spots in your face than in your calendar.
He's only the space.
Oh. Very good. Very good.
Thank you. Joe is back.
Joe is back.
Well,
Joe
by the way, is back. Joe is back. You got your legs under the table. I can breathe. I can live my life.
Yeah. Hey, Louis
you're
really
sitting.
Is. He's a spick with freckles. All right, let's do this. This is the roast battle. God damn it.
Who knows who will win? Fucking worst setup ever.
Don't listen to him at all. Listen to me, ever.
No, I mean, I was not in the right place. What he's talking about.
Yeah, he should put it to where they're both already on stage
listen
versus
Lewis,
all of the intro.
Because he knows where you're at in the clip. Make sure you pay attention to Lewis.
As much as it pains me to say this,
what?
Lewis should probably host this podcast from now on.
Let's do it. Lewis, you're in?
I'll do it.
Cool.
All right, what's up, dude? By the way, if you should retire and just give me this show. I would probably combine Real Ass Podcast with this one. I would consider that. If I took over YKWD.
We're very close, dude. We're very close.
It's not bad.
It's a great idea.
Dude, me and Zach sort of look like you look like us combined.
Yeah, but we got to get you off the end. You have to be a little more civilized to host this.
I'll do it. If the assignment is don't say the N-word, if that's one of the fucking lines, well, I have no problem with that, dude.
It's always been.
Why, I don't have
it's
a fucking. I don't go on. Okay,
I think in life. Yeah, we don't.
I thought that was unsaid, but we can say it at the top of the show from now on.
Well, yeah, if that's a rule of the show, I probably wouldn't do your fucking faggy show anymore. But
hey,
you can't say fag either. Fag is another rule.
You know, but it's like
retard.
Whoa!
God!
Wait a minute!
Don't be such a spick.
Ching dong dong!
Whoa!
Oh, sorry,
Joey.
I couldn't think
that's seriously out of the fucking ballpark, dude. All right, here we go.
Ready? Sorry.
And Gabby was smart. Can I say one thing before they get into it? Pardon. Gabby was smart to dress like a dyke because it puts her.
Thank you.
It puts her into like a nobody's going like, oh my god, she's a hot chick, fucking whatever. It's just dull it down.
Yeah,
looks almost like a dude.
Yeah, but he asexualizes her. Yes. Nobody wants to fuck her.
Exactly.
No, it's she really. The jokes. You really do. Is that intentional that you don't dress hot? Because I've seen you dress hot. And you really shine.
Yeah, do you ever wear like a dress, cleavage, the thing?
Shoes.
No cleavage ever, but...
I do.
You ever put a chicken cutlet in your tits?
Yeah, ever stuff it up a little bit?
No?
No, I always dress bad for stand-up.
Okay.
Then they focus on my voice.
There we go.
Stop.
Look at that headshot.
Porcelain.
Steve, just go back a little bit. Look at her in that photo.
Look at that headshot.
That's like an insane...
I can literally jerk
star.
Off to that headshot.
Yeah, you're a movie star in that. I mean, you're a fucking television star.
Thank you.
You're like an afternoon Nickelodeon TV star.
Thank you.
All right. And there you look like fucking Jodie Foster in
Don't say
Nell.
In the... Don't, you didn't have it.
No.
Don't go in the... And then think of it.
Sorry.
Just say Jodie Foster. We all could have laughed.
All right.
All right, go ahead. All right,
there we go. A lot of bass on that track. Gabby, you've been doing comedy bass on that track.
Oof.
Gabby's a singer, an actress, and now she's ready to fail at comedy. She has a podcast about the apocalypse. She's desperately looking for the scenario where she can actually make it in this business.
Can I stop you for 1 second?
I love that your eyes close at every bomb.
Yeah.
But you can't just put, you can't just say facts.
I don't think that was the start
because,
of it.
That's because your tongue can't touch the top of your mouth.
Joke, but.
What'd you say?
You said he can't say facts, and I said it's because the tongue can't touch the top of his mouth.
Why do you have his mouth?
Making fun of him while you talk.
I have a giant tongue.
Fat mouth.
I don't know. Yeah.
Did you also say oof to my thing about the bass? Hmm? Is that my thing? It made me furious.
What? Yeah, he did go oof.
He went oof. To like,
and then
he's
too.
About to fucking do 6 oofs in a row.
Write that down for the podcast name.
6 roofs in a row.
6 roofs in a row. Listen, dude, that bass thing was stupid.
No, you should call this podcast Wherever You Go, There You Are.
Go ahead. We won't call it that.
It's too long.
Delusional. She's bored in denial than my own hairline. That's why I'm wearing this hat. All right. Let's just say.
stop,
I wasn't ready.
Stop.
Oh man.
Why are you laughing?
He said, "All right."
All right, go
after
ahead.
The first thing didn't hit, I was like, "This is just going to be rough."
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it now? Man,
you're on stage.
Go ahead.
Someone from the audience can walk.
Stop.
I'm guessing.
Now is the audience not mic'd or there?
No, you'll hear in a second how mic'd they are.
Is this rehearsal?
Hang on 1 second. No, this was actually practiced in the after, like 3 p.m. I know. Go ahead. Here we go.
You don't edit the podcast.
First blood.
Not anymore.
Okay.
Can I pause it also for 1 second? Because Mike isn't having fun there, so this is also where it starts to really hurt. Because on his face right there, he's already lost. And when the audience feels that, so now the audience, anytime you speak, is uncomfortable. So now they really hate you.
But wait a minute, if you look at his face right now, it's like
please don't say something funny.
Please suck.
That's why I told you before we even did this that she was going to win.
Oh, so. God, no, listen, Mike. This is the best thing you can do right now is take this pounding you're about to take. Yeah. Go ahead.
That if he cuts carbs, he'd lose 10 pounds. Yeah, it's super gross you call your balls carbs.
It's okay.
They're both 5 pounds each.
It wasn't even really she was saying he has big balls. It's not
yeah,
even,
which I didn't get. Gabby's dad is in Bon Jovi.
Well, I was going to say, what she did was, I'll tell you right now, because I watch the show every week and I book the show and I... And,
we get it. You're fucking awesome. Go.
So she just... landed the joke.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. It was a joke that landed. She had rehearsed it. She had said it 100 times in the mirror.
Set a punch tag.
Yep.
Set a punch.
Didn't even matter. That didn't make sense that much. It did, you're tricking the audience. Yep.
You're tonal. And that's what people do on these late night sets. Doesn't even matter. It's not funny.
They
tonal.
Yep.
Bing, thank you for bing. Noticing. I appreciate it.
Yeah. No substance.
No, it doesn't matter if it's funny or whatever it is. It's just bing, bing, boom. boom, boom.
And then the audience
bing,
goes,
bing, boom, boom, boom.
And you keep them laughing,
right?
Yep.
But
so
that's
Mike,
important.
Mike had no rhythm. If you watch what Mike does,
no, Mike was just saying shit on a train.
I mean, it's like if you give a baby a drum, like the beat that you ask a baby to play.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, Gabby's never gonna make it. Yeah, it's because of her dad. No, it's not a joke.
But not even that confident.
Yeah, it's like good.
All right, let's see the rest of his bullshit. Joby,
if you don't know who that is, you're not 50 years old.
Stop. Go back.
And they're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Everyone knows who Bon Jovi is.
You gotta go back because you missed the Bon Jovi line. Go, go, go. Go ahead.
It's okay.
Here we go.
But he is not even an important member of that band.
Oh,
he's
Jesus.
Actually just the keyboardist. That's like saying you're the banjo player for Billy Joel.
Stop. There's no banjo player in Billy Joel.
That's the joke, but yeah.
Yeah, right. But no, there's not a... You can't...
I didn't... Yeah, you're right.
Listen, man, he's the banjo player. You have to...
Next time you have to roast, call me. I'll convince you not to do it.
Call my... Yeah, call anybody. Call my mom. Jesus, Mike.
Oof.
That one was bad. And the fact... This is what sucks about the roast battle of the fucking sound effects guy. Just... really hurt you. It's the sound that you would hear in your head if you could play the sound in your head. When he said that joke, like the banjo player for Billy Joel.
And you know what's funny? He really thought he was going to like nail alliteration. He's like, I need a B word. Banjo. Banjo Billy Joel. Banjo Billy. That's going to kill.
Was that
guaranteed.
It?
That's why I went with alliteration, yeah. It wasn't even the punchline, though. I stopped.
This is bumming me out. Can we watch a little bit of Deepu's topical stuff?
Deepu's videos were the best.
This isn't as bad, though. I'll tell you why. Because this is a you literally have never said these jokes before. So the problem is you should have prepared more. You're reading them off a thing, which makes me know that you didn't rehearse them. You didn't memorize them.
I was writing them up until we started.
That's a problem, dude. Then you got bodied on, and you should have.
Let's go.
And she fucking wrote them a week out. She rehearsed them, guaranteed.
I was booked a week out. So
she's not. Oh, you were booked at the same time. Look, she's not reading off a sheet of paper.
Say what do you want.
It's true.
Yeah. No, you're right.
Ready? Here we go. Here we go.
Hold on. Okay. I had more. I just stopped.
Mike is from San Antonio, Texas, where the only liberal things are his meal portions.
Stop. That's a good joke.
It's. Yeah.
I
two
like
more
that.
Jokes in that one.
I like that joke.
Yeah, let's hear the rest of it.
Go.
He considers pro-choice only at a buffet. He considers an abortion just shitting to make room for dessert.
That's pretty good.
Right there, you knew.
That face is great. That's a great face.
Right there, he went. He looked at his paper and he looked at that bitch and he went, ah, fuck me.
Look at both their faces. That's beautiful.
Look at her. Look at that fuck you twat face. She's got it. You felt right then. What did you feel?
That I prepared a lot more.
Now, Gabby, this is also the first time you're ever getting laughs. So how did that feel?
Fuck you.
Consistently. My God.
This better be good.
You lanky hooker. All right.
You stop. Stop. Gabby, you can't just say you cunt. You would have been better off saying you fucking cunt than lanky hooker.
Well, I didn't want to do cunt jokes. That's what everyone does.
I'll tell you what. I can really break it down.
Why, please?
That's also not him. Like, so he's doing like you lazy hooker. Like, I don't think that Mike would ever call her a lanky hooker if they were just hanging out at having drinks, right?
No.
So it didn't come off. It, right there, I'm going, that's not his type of confidence. It's just not who he is. There's so much wrong with this.
I mean,
but so much right. Look, if Mike did great or did good, would we really be listening to this?
We would never watch this.
Better this way.
I was trying to tell him on the phone when he was about to jump off his building that night.
Mike, watch out if there's people below. You do not want to ruin.
You don't want to kill someone.
You don't want to ruin 15 people's lives.
That's already in my sights, but that's fine.
I got it. But...
comes from Jersey trash, but they're also rich, which means they have a pool, but they still swim in their jeans.
True.
It also means that her dad is the kind of guy who'll try to score coke at a funeral.
Whoa. So he should be walking up here now.
Stop. What did Voss say? He's walking up here now. I fucking love Voss. Yeah.
You know Bon Jovi.
But
a better joke would have been like, she has a pool, but they still swim in puddles.
The jeans part wasn't
slightly
terrible.
Better.
He just, you know, it was, that wasn't even a bad joke. Like, it wasn't even terrible. It was just, when he delivered the second joke, he went back to his sheet like he was reading more. No. He's convincing the audience not to laugh in that moment. There's all the, you gotta stick the landing. You gotta fuck, I'm telling you right now, that was a better joke than her first horseshit joke. She just, she had rehearsed it and landed it and then hit the rhythm. There's so much that you don't even fucking realize that goes into it. And he was just so underprepared for this that you were gonna get bodied by almost anybody.
I just don't know anyone that swims in their jeans. That's what I don't get.
Well, you don't know poor people, so.
You mean like cut-off jeans, maybe?
No, I've... Anyway, it's
people
in my
swim
life.
Yeah, in
because they
jeans?
Don't have shorts. They have swim trunks. They just go in the pool in the jeans.
That's
and
a
then...
very small group.
I thought people. I
mean, granted,
it's a poor people thing. You know?
Yeah, you're going for a
I mean, I grew up with poor people. No. I never saw anyone swimming in jeans.
Most people's jeans fit Mike like shorts. That's what he's saying.
Because he's
I'm not
tall.
That tall. Yeah.
Oh God.
That's, yeah. No, it's a tall joke.
You pulled a real me right there.
I'm just telling you. I'm not telling you how to do comedy. I'm just telling you my personal reaction. I've never heard of anyone swimming in jeans. I've never seen anyone swimming in jeans. I have a lot of poor friends. I grew up lower middle class.
We get it. The joke sucked.
I don't understand.
Yeah, nobody's defending the joke.
I'm telling you my perspective.
We said it.
What's
I said
here.
It should have been a puddle.
Or like nobody under 50 knows who Bon Jovi is. They're internationally famous. They're huge.
Pretty big man.
That would make more sense if it was like, you know, fucking ELO or somebody.
What do you have to say, Rick?
I wasn't even listening at this
Do you
point.
Think this is bad?
Rick is a great representative of the entire audience right now.
Rick is doing asshole kegels right now.
Not
you gotta keep it tight, man.
Asshole kegels.
Not as a top.
Hey, you never
Your
know.
Your asshole can be as loose as you
I know, but I'm be. Old. I'm just incontinent. It's not for sex. It's just for safety. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
I think it's your turn.
Yeah, good.
All right.
Gabby?
Can I talk?
Here we go.
Thank you, Jay and Silent Blob.
That's great. Hey,
you look like a lesbian jewel thief who lost the diamond to his gambling addiction.
First one was good. Silent Blob is great.
You vapid receptacle.
Did you like that, Rick?
I did like that.
Thank you.
That's not bad. Yeah, that was fun.
I could call somebody a receptacle.
I literally
yeah.
heard
it really doesn't matter
what. It's like, it wasn't my fault.
No,
I
didn't get what that good. Meant. That was good.
I like that one. I was very proud of vapid receptacle.
By the way, I think your act is great.
Thank you. This was terrible.
I feel like I should keep that out there. Yeah,
the only thing I thought was funny yourself. Was vapid receptacle in this whole thing. And
Again.
Here's the thing. I know what I look like. I'm fat. I'm gross. I'm middle-aged.
Keep going.
I'm not likable.
That's Bobby's joke.
She's beautiful, right? She's rich. She had everything she could ever need, everything that she could ever want. But here we both are in the exact same place in this industry. The best she could do with all her advantages is be in the same place as a diabetic Mexican from Texas.
Stop.
Shut up.
Gabby's little laugh right there is so fucking passive.
Look at the corner of Gabby's mouth in that fucking headshot. Oh.
What, the dimple?
No, it's just like a little smirk in the corner. It's like.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Gabby's little laugh really is such a fucking twatty move. Can we play that back? Just a little bit?
They don't have a 15-second thing. So.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, Bobby Kelly's kidney stone.
You didn't write that.
That was That's a good two one. Insults in one.
That was a good one. We know
she
what the joke.
You.
We got the joke. Yes, I know.
I know. I'm just saying that's how I appreciated it twice.
I'm gonna fuck you.
I'm a top.
I'm a top.
Well, what if two tops get together? You just fight it out
sideways.
Now, is it more pleasurable from missionary or doggy style? If you're the top, is it different or is it the same thing?
Let's go. I don't want to get into this, please.
Why not?
I just want to hear this first. Can we not get into what you like?
The only possible way that Mike will get his picture on the Comedy Cellar wall is if he eats their biggest burger in under 5 minutes.
That's good. That's really good.
They will never let you on stage, but they will special order your t-shirt size.
Those are great.
That's
I'm sorry,
great.
Mike. That. Those are killer.
And that's it, right?
Yeah.
Those are really good. Because it's not just that your jokes were bad. It was that hers were good. You know?
The first one, but yeah.
Yeah, she really killed me.
Did somebody write for you with you?
Bobby said lesbian jewel thief once. I wrote a joke around.
Now is your comedy that good? Or are you one of the people that can write roast jokes but stinks in comedy?
I think my comedy is good.
All right.
We have that if you want to watch
Shut
it.
Shut up, Mike.
Yeah, let's watch Gabby's set.
Yeah, I do. I have the Village Underground.
So
I mean the Pussycat.
You do?
Yeah. Let's see Gabby's set.
But I mean,
you want to bring up her set?
No, I don't want to do that to her.
That's not nice.
Let's bring up. You want to bring up her set? Wants to bring up her set?
I don't want to bring up her set.
No, fuck.
No, I'll tell you why.
No critique. We could just watch.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because the reality is, like, you know, her set is gonna stink. Here's the thing: is a roast battle is different, dude. You can go and bomb on a roast battle. I watch great comics fucking eat their dicks off on the TV show. It means nothing.
No.
You're trying out the jokes for the first time. It's not a representation of who you are as a comedian. It's a representation of you fucking, you know, if you did it that night.
Yeah.
And Mike, you didn't.
Right. No, I did not. But,
like,
I mean,
when we did the Voss roast, everybody killed. It was
so much fun.
But it was a little easier, too, because you like everybody.
Here's the thing. There's not a competition. Yes. You're entertaining a crowd.
But you
entertaining
like the
a crowd is different. This when I did Last Comic Standing, it reminded me of this. The level of pressure where you're being judged and it's a competition.
Yeah.
And it's not just entertaining a crowd. You have this other thing where you're sort of going, like, well, now I'm playing to judges and I'm playing to this competition. I'm trying to think about that.
Yeah.
It's a way different thing. Yeah. When you're doing a roast, you're just trying to fucking fuck with each other and make the crowd laugh. It's way, way, way less pressure.
I'm going to say it without, like, really quick, so whatever he just did, it's because you like each other.
No, that's not what I said at all.
I know, but it's what you meant.
It's the Illinois
absolutely
competition.
What you meant.
It's a roast battle. You like each other too.
A roast battle. Also,
you don't like each other. They don't like each other. Those
a lot
people,
of the time they do.
They're so mean. That's the one thing about these roast battles. They're fucking vicious.
They're best friends sometimes. What are you talking about?
Vicious.
Yeah.
They don't always like each other.
No.
No,
that's not the case that night. There were some people that didn't like each other.
It's not that they
don't. But there's dais people that don't like each other too.
When?
You don't like Lewis. You told me right before the show, before we got here.
Yeah, but I told you to just shut the fuck up about that.
Oh.
Jesus, now I'm glad he's fucking bumping you the whole show.
No, he stopped.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, you've noticed I've started enjoying myself.
When are you going to get funny?
What are you talking about? I had the one where the two girls couldn't see because you were too fat. And a couple others.
Yeah, well, Mike, I say they do it again.
I don't think I'm good at it.
No.
Honestly.
No, you're not.
Well, that wasn't good, but if you took the notes that I just gave you, you could be good. You're a good joke writer. You're a good comic.
Yes,
so.
Great comedian.
I mean, he doesn't need my help. He
needs someone else's help.
Yeah, he needs.
You have somebody funny,
Joe. Why don't you fucking roast battle me, little bitch?
I'll roast battle you.
You want to roast battle?
Oh, it's Joe.
That'd be amazing.
Joe versus Lewis. Joe versus Lewis.
You're the host.
Joe versus Lewis.
I'll come out of retirement to battle Joe.
You're the host.
Do it, Joe. Come on.
Fuck yeah.
You're the host.
Do it, Joe. Fuck it. Teach him who's boss.
Joe's really good too.
I know
Joe's a killer. I'll battle Joe List literally anytime he wants.
Wow.
That'd be amazing.
Slapped you right in the face.
All right, maybe we'll do it.
I'm down.
When?
Hmm?
I want to judge that one.
Okay.
No, it's unfair.
Why?
Well, because you guys both have kids.
What
the fuck does that mean?
You might be biased.
You guys both have herpes.
Yeah. You don't have herpes.
I don't
do
have
you?
Herpes.
You want it?
No.
I'm a top two.
I don't want it again. Ugh. How funny was it when you sent the picture of your dick to me, but it wasn't your dick, it was Chrissy D's dick, and then I sent it to Chrissy D, and I go, Joe just sent me a picture of his dick, and he got mad. He goes, that's my dick.
Oh, did he? Yeah, you never wrote back, so I didn't know the follow-up.
You're so mad. He goes, that's my dick.
That's so fucking funny.
I got Me Too'd by Chris DiStefano about 25 times at Moon Tower.
Oh, wow.
It's just different dick pics?
Yeah. Every morning I would wake up to his dick. It's a nice dick.
Well, stop sleeping in his room, fag. all right, whatever.
Not cool.
Wow.
I'm sorry, dude. It's not cool. You're talking about a gayness. I'm not talking about him being a fucking pussy. I'm talking about him being a little bitch boy. You're saying, like, literally fag for gay, which is fucking highly offensive to Mushy Mouth Mike.
Ah, you fucking cocksuckers.
Yeah, be great job.
And that's a word I approve of.
Oh, do you?
Cocksuckers?
Good.
To the point.
Well, Rick, I appreciate you coming on today, man. And I hope your movie
Me out?
Well, no, we're ending the show.
Oh.
We wrap it up. It takes around 40 minutes for me to wrap up. It does. When we have to wrap up in like 2 hours, I have to do it. It takes a long time.
I see.
Lewis will say something else. Joe will say something. We'll go off on another tangent. Yeah. Joe will want to know, how do you like it on the side or on your back?
Sure.
And then, you know.
So I'm just interested.
And I'll show him.
And you'll show him? No. In this room, out of all of the males in here, which one would you, which is your type?
This is pretty obvious.
Oh, really? This is such a.
Come on.
Who's behind there?
Stand up, Zach.
Oh, you're too.
No, he's a hairy guy.
He's too hairy. I don't like hair.
He's a little.
I don't like hair.
Keep going.
So, Rick. Oh, come on, Rick.
Well, it's obviously Lewis.
Come on. Is it really?
Followed, yes. Followed by.
I'm Joe. Fucking third or fourth?
You're fifth, you
you're
fat
not
fuck.
My type.
I used to be number one.
Gabby's ahead of you.
Gabby than you.
She has the type of chest he likes.
From behind, she's my type.
She has a type of chest. She really does have a Filipino boy
She's
chest.
Got a nice,
you know, I like
it's a little
Latino
bit of
guys,
pectoral yeah. definition.
I don't know.
Wait a minute.
I mean,
Rick.
Turn down the lights and maybe you're all a candidate. You know.
So first of all,
black guys.
You,
we heard this earlier.
You'd really go Lewis, Joe, and what am I? And then Mike and me, or are we at the same time?
I think the bearded guy before you.
I think jumping off the building before us. But.
Are you kidding me, Rick?
No,
I'm fucking third.
I have affection for you.
Am I?
But the romance is there.
But I don't know if I want to physicalize it. You know what I mean?
When the fucking what the fuck?
Bobby, you'd be my number one if it does anything for you.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah. Thank
you're welcome.
You, Joe.
Yeah. You're talking about animal instinct. I would go. You know.
Yeah, Lewis is a fucking animal.
All right, we know you like Lewis first. We get it. Can we move on from that? Can you stop picking
Latino
him?
Man.
Thanks, Rick.
Fuck, coming up with nine different scenarios that you'd pick Lewis first. We get it.
But are you actually jealous now?
Yes.
I want to know.
So, hypothetical?
Am I before Mike at least?
Yes, you're before Mike.
Am I before?
Just because you're the host.
No. Yeah. I don't like, first of all, I don't want you throwing me any fucking balls, okay?
I'm hairy, so you don't want that.
It's too hairy. I don't like the hairy.
I want to know. Am I before Mike?
Yeah. You talking before or after we watched him try to roast somebody? There's no way that was a turn on.
That was so fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
Zach is after me, right?
Oh yeah.
How far is the drop off from Joe to me?
Oh,
I got a good body too.
Well,
I work out
about four drinks.
Four.
Wow!
Wow!
So you have to legally almost be dead.
Yeah, and I haven't been drinking for 4 years, so I mean, that would be like, yeah. But wow. why take this personally? I mean,
I know,
you know,
I'm,
love you, and I would certainly like rub just, my dick under your neck or something. But I wouldn't.
He said he would titty fuck your neck.
I would neck fuck your titty.
Yeah, I would fuck you between neck
your titty,
neck four and neck five. I would. Yeah.
I wouldn't fuck you, but I would definitely like just play with it with my fingers.
Fuck you, Lewis.
Your neck fat right
Lewis,
there.
You wouldn't fuck me.
I'm talking about your neck fat
Who
right
would
now.
You fuck in the room, no. guy wise? Who's first? Who's first?
I'm let's a silver see. Daddy.
I'm
silver
gonna say why not? Why not Rick? Because Rick is a top, and I'm not letting Rick fuck me. It's ridiculous.
No, but we don't have to fuck.
Just kiss a little.
You already
or a lot.
Sucking dick is. I hear you're good at it.
Oh, yeah, we can just 69 a little.
All right, so who's first?
And Rick is also significantly older than you.
And he could be your father.
That's right.
You could always get that father that you always wanted. Well, yours is dead.
I poppy. See, I'd like to hear it.
Joe's got herpes.
Yeah. My asshole doesn't have herpes. I got genitals.
Yeah, but we gotta suck each other's dicks a lot. To like, I like a lot of oral sex in order to get me going.
Yeah.
But they're active.
But okay. Well, it's only shedding 8% of the days out of the year. 8 days out of the year.
8 days out of the year, your dick sheds?
Yeah. It's on the floor like a snake.
But it gets bigger every time.
Like a snake.
It's only what? No, every 8 days?
You can blow me. You won't get
Hold
anything.
On, what does eight days times a year mean? What does that mean?
At times, like, that's when you can get it. If we fucked.
When
if I fucked you.
He gets herpes
the
eight
virus.
Times. The little red nugget on
no,
his
no,
dick.
No, I don't even get it. That's when it sheds. That's when it spreads around.
How do you know when
How
you get
you know?
It?
How do you know?
You don't know. That's part of the fun. Or you get an outbreak. And when you get an outbreak, we can't be fucking.
I saw that. It's a good movie.
It's pretty good. With all due respect, sir. Fuck
oh,
you.
Okay, so Lewis, then Bobby.
Lewis, who's the first one? Who's the first one?
Me.
No,
he said me.
I'm asking
no,
Lewis.
No, it's not Joe. I'm not taking herpes from you, dude. You're not hot enough.
Yeah, all right, pretend fucking, the herpes isn't
stop
there.
Stop forcing him into you.
But what he was saying is Joe has herpes. That's the one reason.
Yeah,
he's
you
saying,
still have
obviously,
him.
I'm the answer, but herpes.
No,
you
then still the other problem it. Is I feel like if you tried to blow me, you would just grate the top and bottom of my dick with your teeth because you couldn't open your mouth enough.
I can't get herpes from a blowjob.
I would not be able to blow you.
Plus, you hate getting bumped.
I wouldn't be able to blow.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Yeah, you'd have to do too much coaching.
Oh,
Jesus
you got
Christ.
A small mouth.
No, I could never be gay.
Oh, my God.
Like, somebody give me a forceps. I got to open his mouth.
Oh, my God. That's all we go.
Is that as open as it goes?
Yeah, it hurt to do that.
What do you got?
Wow.
No, it's not really. That's not really as high as that. It really opened your mouth.
No fucking way.
It's open as wide.
No, it's not. It goes open wider.
All right.
Wider.
That's it.
No, right. Sir.
No.
No. Stop it.
I swear to God, I have a type 2, bro.
You can't open your mouth.
I got a type 2. And it hurts my feelings.
I got a type 2 dick, so mine will fit perfect.
You have type 2 diabetes.
You can suck dick in China.
Ooh, that was great.
All right, good. Who would you pick?
I was good. What?
Let me see. Let me, Zach, let me see your body.
What?
Let me see.
This is real.
Let me see.
What are you?
Pick up your shirt.
What's wrong with you, Zach?
Pick it up. Let me see your stomach.
Oh no, you can't.
Zach, let me.
This is how it starts.
Let me see your fucking body, Zach. Zach. I'm not asking. I'm telling you. Let me see.
I
want to see your stomach definition.
That's a carpet.
I was just afraid we're gonna see a racist. Because
I can shave this fucking hairy asshole.
No.
No. Nobody wants to see that.
We don't want people to turn off.
Make your choice. You got enough.
We don't have the DJ to make funny sound effects to make that worthwhile.
You have enough intel. Who would you? Who's your first pick?
Between you and Rick, I guess.
Really. Wow, you got a daddy fetish.
It's not a daddy fetish.
No, yeah, I just happen to be.
I gotta choose one. These are my fucking options. Look at this. It's like ghouls.
I happen to be a handsome.
It's a fucking nightmare. This is like literally, I'm in the gates of hell, and Satan's like, "Where you're gonna spend the rest of your days doing one of these things? I gotta pick one." All right. It's a fucking nightmare.
I think we have a scenario. We have a simpatico relationship. I did the Sound
stop
of Music.
To,
you said nigger. I mean, that's.
Stop trying to fucking cock block me, you fucking old silverback.
Fine. Fine. I'll go back on Grindr.
I think I go with Bobby, and I'll tell you why.
Rick, yes!
I'll tell you why.
Thank you, Louis.
Number
J.
one,
Gomez.
I'll tell you.
Fuck him. You don't know him anything.
I'm going to tell you right
now. You're my baby girl.
He would like it. He would like it a little too much. And
now he's a top.
Hold on.
Well, Bobby would like it too much?
No, Bobby wouldn't like it that much, and I'm a rapist.
Yeah.
So,
oh, I see. Yeah.
That would turn me on more to rape
fight
Bobby than to have sex with you.
Yeah, I wouldn't like to be raped either.
Yeah.
So. All right. So now, Joe, who would you pick?
I already told. I started this, you dumb dumb.
Who would you?
You're my number one. That's how it just started.
I'm your number one. Who's your number two? Come on.
I don't know.
Would you just lick your lips?
Lewis would be moving too much. He'd be fucking swinging around.
Yeah, that's why you'd fucking come in like a minute.
Good
point. Why did you just leave? He went like this. You went, I go, who's your number two? Lewis went.
Now, Lewis is too much. He'd be too, it'd give me anxiety.
No, so,
you don't like him touching your knee.
I know.
Imagine.
So you'd go with Rick. Number two. Or Mike.
Probably Rick two.
Lewis
three. But Lewis is powerful. That would be kind of hot. I could like a wide butt.
Here's what I do. I put your legs up on my shoulders, and I'd fucking put your legs together, and I'd put it in your butt like that.
Oh, but we're doing the fucking.
No, I'm fucking you.
Whoa.
Then it's Lewis number one, then.
I'm out?
No.
Well, I'll fuck you.
I'll fuck
you right now.
With a two?
He's going to fuck you.
Yeah, yeah.
You like that.
Yeah.
What about me fucking you?
No.
Why, you want to fuck
me? You're too sweet. I'm going to fuck you.
I'm too
and rub
sweet.
Your head.
Oh.
Mike, who do you want to fuck?
A buffet table.
Yeah.
Now you're funny.
A buffet.
It's Mark Cohen's joke.
I know.
Now you're funny.
God.
I never thought about that. I guess Bobby first, then...
Do you think we all thought about who we wanted to fuck first?
Yeah, actually. I've listened to the podcast several times.
I know.
So.
I think this is like the ninth time we've done this. Exactly.
Yeah, it fucking makes
See, Bobby, when you were... That picture of you on the wall, remember you from the 80s?
You were the fucking number one.
Oh.
Number one.
Fuckable. Yeah. Well, oh, my God.
Maybe if you made a move back then, we wouldn't have this conversation now, you asshole.
Now we'd have a history. An ugly history.
And I'd definitely be in your movie more.
All right, Gabby, Soder's not here, so...
Gabby, have you hooked up with Soder?
I didn't think he was gay until I fucked him.
No. But he's your number one, but he's not here, so...
So who's going to win this time?
I'm out.
Hit me with it.
I don't want to...
Gabby
I can't. Bobby will get mad at me.
Gabby
no, but
me.
You can pick between Lewis and Joe. Go ahead.
Mm.
Joe, Dan, Lewis, or Joe.
I'm going to take my shirt off.
It's obviously Dan.
Take your shirts off, and then we'll see.
No, I'm not in shape. Give me 2 months.
All right. Well, there's your answer.
Okay, cool. Joe.
Thank you.
You would take Lewis? Herpes versus fucking me.
Just pretend.
It's a
condom.
Lie. It's just a lie. It's a dirty lie. What do you want me to say?
You've been saying give you 2 months for
you
years.
You can't get it twice.
No, yeah. I'm actually, I have a fight. I'm fighting at Ellis Mania. I'm fighting
Are
Ryan
really
O'Neill.
Fighting?
Oh, cool.
And Joe.
Okay, Lewis.
Are you fighting for real?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Joe, prove yourself one more time.
So I will drop your clothing off at the Salvation Army. Your best stuff.
Still with Lewis.
Are you back with Lewis again? What the fuck?
That didn't turn me on.
Are we gonna play a game?
I think she likes you.
She doesn't like me. Here's the thing, though. I would sort of be like a fantasy of hers, like a bad boy. I can't do it, but like, you know, she probably masturbates to me sometimes.
No.
Sometimes.
Don't look at me. Look at him.
No.
Never.
No.
Not even once. You've never been masturbating. Then once I've come into your head.
No.
It is now. From now on, it is though. Next time she's masturbating, I promise you, now my face is going to come into her head because she's not going to be able to forget this conversation.
And I'm going to stop. I'm going to be like, oh, fuck.
Because
you just came.
You never rub one out to Dan.
No, why are we talking about
what
this?
What do women rub things out to? What's the last thing you rubbed one out to?
Porn?
I have to think about it. Online shopping.
Saving a tree.
Dan.
You did? You masturbated to Dan.
No.
You know you did.
No.
I don't think girls just masturbate to the thought of a dude. Like, could you?
I
like,
don't either.
Just the thought of a man that you think is hot. Like, could you be like, oh, I'm going to come up with a fantasy in my mind and masturbate to like a.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That's crazy to
Why
me.
Why is that crazy?
How's that crazy?
I need something physical.
I do that all the time.
I need something physical. I need either to have seen her
naked. You have to have like a piece of the hair in your hand? No.
fucking conjuring.
Voodoo rules. Voodoo
doll. You fucking cunt.
I have to behead a chicken and bathe in its blood.
Jesus.
I need something physical. I need to have either hooked up with her,
really?
Seen her naked.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, I can't just go like, oh, that chick's hot, now I'm going to go masturbate thinking about her.
I feel the same way. I can't just be like, ah, Courtney Cox.
No imagination?
No, I mean, I don't watch porn, but it has to be like an experience
What do you mean you don't watch porn?
Very rarely.
Why?
Can't afford internet.
That's the same reason. It doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. It ruins the lives of those young girls.
I'm doing quite well financially, so that one didn't really.
Can you stop being? He just take the hit. It It was funny.
It's a joke, dude. We're all doing all right. We're all doing all right.
We're doing good. We're doing all right. We all know that everybody's all right.
I mean, can't afford.
Gabby's
internet.
Not really ugly. Mike's not really a bad comic. Bobby's not real. All right.
That hurt. Let me try it.
That was fun. I mean, I disagree with the setup, but that was fun still.
This show is just brutal. Ricky, your movie is...
Philadelphia?
I see what you did there.
Do you own a sailor's costume?
No, I had one, but I ruined it. the knees were all out.
Listen, Rick, your movie's amazing. People need to go see it. Now, what is the night that we can go and support, and how do we donate to this GoFundMe? Tell us all about this.
All right, that's going online. The link becomes live May 10th. We're doing a thing... On May 15th, which is Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
Tuesday over at the Village Underground, Rick Rome and Friends.
ComedySalad.com right now to buy tickets for it.
Yes.
It's up on the website.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The name of the show?
Rick Rome and Friends.
Rick Rome and Friends.
It's going to be Judy Gold's going to be there. A lot of people from the movie.
Who else?
Judy Gold. Then we've got...
Bill Burr.
No. He's in L.A.
Keep going.
Then we got Modi that is going to be on it.
Yeah.
We got...
there's a whole list
Jim
of people.
David. Jim David's in it. Charles McBee's in it. You don't know Charles. But I think Judah. I got to look and see.
You got a whole list
just
of people.
Just go look because the people are getting on board
the
now.
The best comics at the Cellar in New York City who are in the movie or support you are going to be there. It's going to be an amazing show. Go buy it. It's going to sell out. It's probably half sold already
or
close to it. So all the money goes to raising money to get the rights to put this on a Netflix. Or a show time.
Right. We're kicking off the GoFundMe and raising awareness, and it'll be a fun night.
And if you can't go,
we're going to show clips from the film too.
Show clips. There's going to be Rick's going to host it.
I'm going to host it.
You're going to be singing songs.
Oh, well, if they insist, of course.
Why not?
Dirty songs.
Dirty songs.
Yeah.
And then
Rick's going to be fucking a black guy and calling him slave names.
Well, that's the finale. I don't want to give too much away. And I sing Old Man River, but we replace River. Yeah. I don't want to go into detail. I don't want to give it away.
Okay, hey. But spoiler alert.
And then next month at the Soho Film Festival, you'll see it on the O-Rick website, what the dates are.
And it's O-Rick.com. That's O-Rick.com. Yeah. Please go there. Support this. He did this, him and, what's his name again?
Dustin Sussman. It was his idea.
His idea. They've been working on it. It's a work of love and passion. And Rick has always been there. Nice guy for me. Love him. Funny guy. Go support Rick Crone, please.
You. All right, now, Bobby, you'll be my first.
Well, it's too late for that. it really bugs me. Everybody picked Lewis first. Joe,
I picked you first.
Yeah, I was in between the two.
You picked me first because he bugged you.
No, I started the whole thing.
Yeah, but you weren't real about it.
I was real.
You know, if you really had to fuck somebody, it would be Lewis. I know it would be. He was bugging you today. That's why you picked me out of spite of him.
Hmm. Anyways,
who's the better kisser, though?
Oh, I can kiss.
We've already.
Joe, you cannot kiss. You have a tiny shit mouth.
No, my lips are fine.
No, it's terrible.
I don't have to swallow.
You also have small, shitty lips.
Gabby,
who would you rather kiss, me or Joe?
Oh, that's hard.
Come on, Gabby.
No, it's not.
Gabby.
He has big lips. You have a small mouth.
I have a small mouth.
I'd rather spend my life with Joe.
That's fine. I know Joe is probably going to be more successful.
He's so sweet. His breath smells like dog shit.
No, I got my tooth fixed. I got my tooth fixed. I mean, my breath smells great now.
You
got
to fix.
It's so hard.
Yeah, got to pull that in my mouth.
All right.
2 years ago.
That's great. The mics aren't going to stink anymore.
I had a dead tooth. It was brutal. It was brutal.
I remember that. Remember we
had an intervention. You had a tooth intervention for me.
We had a tooth intervention because I had a fucked up tooth and I was doing.
And I had no idea. He's like, dude, your breath stinks. I was like, my breath doesn't stink. And then everyone in the room looked down at their shoes. And I was like, fuck.
But then
my breath stinks.
We had a dentist from the Bronx. Remember?
Yes, Miguel Dumel's dad.
He did shit in his apartment in the Bronx. And did he do it?
No. I went to a real dentist.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good for you. Did you keep the tooth?
No, it shattered out in a little fucking pieces.
I would have loved to have we could have made a necklace out of that smelly thing.
No, it was brutal, dude. It was bad. I had a dead tooth. It was, yeah. But now, my friend, I got a great smile.
Yeah, you do.
I got beautiful lips.
Let me see. Nice.
Yeah?
Gabby, there's no... Joe's not going to beat me in the fucking who you want to make out
Lewis,
with competition.
Kiss Mike for a
quick... No, I'm not kissing Mike.
Just kiss him on the cheek real quick.
No, I don't want Rick to come all over the place.
Just kiss each other and then I'll decide in my mind.
Just be dust and ash.
Would you give Rick a kiss right now?
You guys kiss and then we'll have a good time.
I can't, because I'll get me too'd. I'll get me too'd.
All right, get a napkin, you fucking lumpy... You know what? Greatest show.
Here, I'm sorry. Do you want me to use this?
Oh, my God.
No.
Right behind you, you asshole. You're just a gorilla. Just one of the funniest shows you've ever done. You ruined it by...
Dude.
Now you took out the whole computer system.
That's all right. It's a cheap fucking
it's
keyboard.
It's brand new.
No, it's brand new. It's
keyboard's
gorgeous.
Cheap, though.
It's all brand new.
No, keyboard.
It's brand new.
$40.
It's not $40. It's $13. all right. Joe, what do you got?
I got herpes. So could ask for anything more. I'm on season 2 of the stand-ups on Netflix.
Unbelievable.
Right now.
Yeah.
It's streaming live. Hold on. I think I wrote down some dates earlier.
We got your dates right here.
I'm coming, but I haven't updated my website. I got to do that. I'll be at the Syracuse Funny Bone June 7th through 10th. And then I'm at Denver Comedy Works, June 14th through the 16th. Woo. Montreal Comedy Nest, June 28th through the 30th. So Denver, Montreal, Syracuse, all coming up.
Are you doing Just for Laughs this year?
No, I'm in Dublin. Vodafone.
Okay, so you're going to be in Montreal the week before Montreal. Or during Montreal?
No, a few weeks. That's June.
July.
I'm in Montreal Comedy Nest, June, yeah.
All right, man. And, Joe, thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
You're the best. We got a big, we got the Bushcraft Party Boys week night coming up. You got to get your tent.
Yeah,
I'll help you pick that stuff after the show.
Okay, great.
Also, they have their Patreon.
Yes, Joe's Patreon.
Tuesdays with Stories.
There you go. All right, let's go. Luis J. Gomez.
GomezComedy.com.
I love that website.
I don't
see that. Go
back. Those are old ones, yeah.
Go back. Let me see it.
Yeah, I got to update that, too.
I like that. Who did that?
My buddy Bobby Hutch did the graphic, and then my other friend John Madigan did the website, put it together. Go to my website. I'm not doing any road stuff until after Skankfest. Until after Skankfest. But I'm putting together a tour for this fall. I'm going everywhere, including England, I believe. So look
at that. Good day, mate.
Hello, Lewis. Hello, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake.
We got dead teeth too.
Skankfest, it's officially on sale, guys. We're very close. There's only, I think by the time this comes out on iTunes, it might even be sold out. Yeah. So get your tickets right now if you're watching live. Hopefully there's still tickets available. SkankfestNYC.com. It's a two-day-long party, nonstop, just hanging out, four different stages. It's unlike any other comedy festival in the world. I'm telling you right now, Bobby, you've done it before. You did it 2 years in a row. This is your third year coming back.
It's actually really a fucking great hang. I mean, the shows are great. I mean, of course. But the hang is... I had to leave, and I wound up staying like 3 hours extra. Yeah. I was supposed to go home and do a bunch of shit. And I literally walked out, and I was like, fuck that.
Yeah.
And I walked back in and lit up a cigar. I hung out for another 3 hours. Yeah. It was a blast.
We got a new venue this year, three times
all
as big.
All fans are hanging out. My favorite comics in the world are there. It's one of the coolest hangs ever. So
where is it?
It's going to be at Brooklyn Bazaar, July 14th and 15th. Yeah,
why don't you
it's
come
huge...
on do something? Do
Rick,
some
I would love to have you on, dude. It's when so is it? Much fun. July 14th and 15th.
All right, I'll take a look.
Yeah, you should, dude. It's really a fun time, and I'm telling you right now, it's unlike any other experience. I've been to all these comedy festivals. It's definitely unique. Also,
you know what I want to do one time? If it might be queer, but if we could watch, we should just pick a movie, and we all watch it together and just fucking heckle the movie.
Yeah, well, I do like Mystery Science Theater?
Yeah, something like that with some cool movie or
I'm
something
down.
Like that.
Really? Why don't we do Why Can't Media Live?
Why didn't you have Dave do his porn thing from there?
What?
Watching porn. Remember that show?
Oh, Dave's
That's
old
his
porn.
Again.
Dave's old porn.
You should do that at Skankfest.
He was talking about doing the card, the game show that he made, possibly.
Oh, fucking, oh my awesome. God. That was unbelievable. We should do that. You should fucking get that.
We're
this
on
year.
It, baby. Don't you worry. Goddamn Comedy Jam is coming back. Naked Roast Battle is coming back. We got a lot of crazy shit.
Roast Battle?
Yeah, Nate, you want to do it?
Oh.
Say yes. Say yes.
No, no, no.
Say yes. No pictures, no cameras, nothing.
No, no.
Yeah.
Is the audience
Michael
naked
do it,
too?
Though.
No. Just the
you know, it's gonna suck because she's got some weird mole somewhere that we're all gonna puke on.
Yeah,
some fucking big black mole on her left cheek
from all my sunburns.
Check out my other podcast.
And
Legion
me and you got
That's
a big show coming
malicious.
Up.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What Tampa?
I'll plug it. I'll plug it.
Yeah, guys. Legion of Skanks, Real Ass Podcast, and Believe You Me are my podcasts. So go to gasdigitalnetwork.com. You guys can go subscribe if you want all the exclusive content, but you can get all the podcasts for free right at gasdigitalnetwork.com.
Very funny, dude. Thanks for coming on, dude. Good That's to funny. See you. All right, Mike. What do I got?
All right, man. Well, why don't you have a shout out for the Patreon first?
Oh,
of all.
Please, yeah. Go to Patreon. All you Patreon, we do. Go. What's his name?
Pat.
Is it on
Slack.
The thing?
Yeah.
Oh, it's on my. Check this out, you guys. Patreon. I just want to thank you guys for joining my Patreon. We have Live from the Shed. We just shot two more episodes. Keith Robinson, Russ Meyerson, one of the biggest casting agents in New York City, Emmy Award-winning casting agent, came up to my shed. We did a great show with him. Keith Robinson came up. It was unbelievable. Now, in 2 weeks, we have Ron Bennington, the great Ron Bennington's Live from the Shed. The show's going great. The fans, you're amazing for being part of my channel. I got a one-on-one up there. Lewis, we're doing a one-on-one. I want to do it this week. I'm going to do me and Lewis are going to do a one-on-one. I got one Joe up there right now. So go to patreon.com/Robert Kelly. Make sure you become a member today. If you are a member of Libsyn. The You Know What Dude premium thing where you donate a dollar or whatever. Get off. Cancel it. Stop. Listen to me again. Get off. Go to patreon.com/Robert Kelly. Become a member there. Support me over there. It's the same thing. They have different tiers, but it's the same exact thing. You get the podcast Wednesday night. You get Live from the Shed. You get the one-on-ones. We got some other stuff that's going up there that's original content only for Patreon members. Again, patreon.com/Robert Kelly. Go there. Join today. Get off Libsyn if you're off Libsyn. Just get off of it. Figure it out. Don't text me. I don't know how to just... There's a thing in the app. Just unsubscribe and go over to the Patreon. I want to thank right now Pat Burke. You are the shit, the ultimate dude. You know what, dude? I donated $25. Dude, Pat Burke, you're the man. Thank you for becoming a member of the channel. I hope you enjoy everything. We're going to be doing live video from there too. So I just figured out, me and Zach are going to figure out how to do live video to Patreon channel members only. So that's coming too. We got a bunch of new stuff happening. What else do we got, Mike?
All right. You're going to be at Treehouse May 12th, Treehouse Comedy in Westport,
Connecticut. If you're listening live, it's this Saturday night. I'm with Brendan. Brendan.
Sagalo.
I know. I'm kidding.
I got up Friday.
Sagalo, who I loved, who killed this weekend at Bananas Comedy Club. So then we got. And then I'm going to a Good Night Raleigh's. Is that it? Good Night. Is that
Good
what
Night's
called?
In Raleigh, North Carolina?
Good Night. Charlie Good Nights.
Yeah.
It?
I thought it was Charlie yeah, Goodnights.
Oh,
it's just Goodnights now. All right, good. I'm going to be in North Carolina. I'm going to Westbury Theater with Rich Voss. I got McCurdy's in June. I am at the Vermont Comedy Club on June 15th. Again, I'm at, I got a bunch of pussycat stuff. I'm at the Laughing Skull, Georgia, June 27th in Atlanta. I'm at Cap City for the first time in June, the 28th to the 30th. Comedy Shop, and then Just for Laughs, the 18th until the 29th, I will be hosting the Nasty Show at Just for Laughs, and I'm doing a gala, and I'm doing a live YKWD from up there. And then I'm doing the Calta Cruise. This, if you haven't been on the Calta Cruise, you should go on it. I'm doing the Mike Calta Cruise, and then me and Luis Gomez, Luis J. Gomez, are doing Tampa.
Oh, I just did it last
the 11th
week.
Through the 13th. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
He's the late show, so they yeah. come out to those.
He's doing Saturday. He's doing the late show headlining, and he's also no. I'll plug your. Of course, I'll plug your shit. But yeah. So he's actually headlining one of the nights or two of the nights. So make sure you buy if you're a fan of mine and a fan of his. Buy go to the show, my show, and try to get one of his shows too if you can. If you can't, just go to my show. But or I'll never bring him again. How's that sound? I'll never. No, I'm kidding. So go check out RobertKellyLive.com. I got a brand new website going up this week with a bunch of new stuff on there. What else? We got Mike. What do you have?
This coming week, if you're watching live, I'll be at Laugh Out Loud in San Antonio with Big J. Okerson.
Great show.
Yeah,
great club. And Mike is hilarious.
Yeah, I'll
sucks
be
at roast battles.
Yeah, super funny comic.
Oh, real quick. I mean, I just want to say. I mean, Gabby did an awesome job. I think she should really look into doing roast battle. She did really well.
Thank
She's
you.
Someone who should really like. She'd be one of those killers on there, like up there with Rosebud and all
yeah.
those other guys.
Yeah, I think she
was awesome.
Good. What a nice
Thanks,
guy,
Mike.
Very nice.
I love you.
Oh, thank you.
What
You're turning
a nice
red.
Guy.
You're remaining red.
Now he's blushing.
Yeah, I kind of am. I don't know. I feel I'm not good at being mean.
You know what, buddy? You are good at being mean in your comedy.
In that sense. In
your
sense.
Comedy. You're, you know what? Roast battling is not for everybody, and you know that, and just fucking who gives a shit?
Yeah, but it was fun. I appreciate Lewis giving me the chance and to find out what I'm not good at, but still.
It's fucking great. Dude, you're going to look back on that bomb. Every month, because we're going to play it on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Every month.
There's going to be so many drops.
Oh, I can't wait to have just... I want the next show ending with his one of his jokes. Go ahead.
And then in 2 weeks, I'll be at the El Paso Comic Strip with Nick Guerra. And they have us back for doing nerdcore comedy at Project Akon in Dallas in June.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Mike, please check him out. I'm going to try to
Hilarious.
Put him on some of my shows coming up. Gab, what do you got?
I have my monthly show at the Way Station in Brooklyn, May 23rd.
Is it called Your Time of the Month? That's a great show for...
That's a good idea.
A great name for
a
show.
No, it's called Jiggy with it. And then I started a new podcast with Katie Hannigan called Apodcalypse. So check that out, too. That's a good one.
All right, Zach, what do you got?
Zach the new guy. Zach the new guy. I had to say it again there.
Well, you really didn't. We got it. No. You guys are the best fans in the world. Thank you for listening to everybody on this podcast. If you see any of these people live comedy near you, please go support us. Do our live stand-up. That's what we do. Go check it out. These shows are always for free, but our stand-up, we need you to support us. So thank you, all the fans that came out this weekend to Banana, YKWD fans, and make sure you mention YKWD to these guys when you see them. We'll see you next week. You know what, dude?
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.